Happy Thursday, everybody, from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. Tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones continue this 8-game set with the Washington Nationals affiliate at BrooklynCyclones.com. My name is Keith Ratt on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, we see number 21 make another take on Blue Rocks. Us, the young RA Cyclones again this year. Brooklyn has seen him twice in 2022. Speaking of twice, he played twice yesterday. It's the first of two times we'll play two this week. Played a doubleheader starting at 5:05 yesterday. We'll play another one on Saturday beginning at 5:05. Cyclones won the opener 4-2 and looked good doing it. Cyclones had pretty good starting pitching from Junior Santos and got Shervin Newton's bat going. Shervin hit a 3-run home run in the fifth inning to turn around a 1-0 deficit and give the Cyclones a 3-1 lead. Brooklyn went on to win 4-2, locking it down. Grant Hartwig, who's been otherworldly, continued on in relief and got the job done. Game two was a little bit different. The Cyclones had Dyson Acosta on the mat, struggled a little bit more yesterday. It was actually a 5-5 game getting into the late innings, and Wilmington ended up pulling away, scoring three times in the top of the sixth inning to beat Dyson Acosta and the Brooklyn Cyclones. So Brooklyn is 25-33. This is officially game four of the series. Wilmington 30-27. Now those are, of course, the full season numbers, the first half numbers, but the race is over in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Last night, Aberdeen clinched the first half title in the North Division. The South is still up for grabs, but they clinched last night, winning to get to, and this is amazing, 40-19. So pretty good. Almost as good as the Yankees have been in the big leagues. Almost as good as St. Lucie is. They clinched last night at Low A, the East Division of the Florida State League. And even the Mets, 41-23 into tonight. So Aberdeen had been so good, no stopping them. Wilmington was the closest team, the next closest team, and still 9 games back of first place Aberdeen. I mean, think of that. It's been kind of out of reach since we started the season. Aberdeen, phenomenal. So the nice part about that is that as we wind down these last few games, 66 first half games, Brooklyn finishes the first half. Everybody really finishes the first half, but Brooklyn finishes the first half next Thursday. That's a 6-game series. First 3 games belong to the first half. Friday, Saturday, Sunday against Jersey Shore belong to the second half. So when that happens, Cyclones will go to 0-0 and reset and have a chance to win the second half division title. So that is the setup right now for both Brooklyn and Wilmington. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll chat with one of the hottest Brooklyn hitters so far, Jose Peroza. He's joined by his translator extraordinaire, that is yesterday's home run hitter, Shervin Newton, who is merely doing a yeoman's job for us as the go-between. We didn't talk to Shervin about his great performance yesterday, but chatted with Jose Peroza, whose birthday it was yesterday. We'll take a look down on the farm, and we'll have 6:35 first pitch today between Mike Vassell and Michael Cuevas. My name is Keith Ratt. Our pregame show rolls on next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Welcome back to Wilmington. The Brooklyn Cyclones take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks, and we chat on the pregame show with third baseman Jose Peroza and Shervin Newton acting as our translator. Jose, you've been hitting the ball a little bit better. What have you been doing differently at the plate?
Tú estás dando la pelota mucho mejor, y qué tú estás haciendo diferente en el home plate?
Nada, concentrado en darle a la pelota en la maceta del bate y ya.
He's more focused at the plate and try to barrel the ball.
What have you tried to do to stay consistent?
¿Qué ha tratado de hacer para ser más consistente?
Trabajar más duro cada día.
Just keep working hard every day.
How nice is it to see that when you are staying consistent, you're getting good results?
Qué bueno se siente cuando tú te estás manteniendo consistente y te estás dando buenos resultados.
Es algo que todo el mundo quiere. Está todo el tiempo consistente dándole la bola y haciendo el trabajo.
That's something that everybody wants, to be consistent and keep doing the good work he's doing lately.
How much are you enjoying this season so far?
¿Cuánto te está gustando, disfrutando la temporada hasta ahora?
100%.
100%. 100%.
Where does Brooklyn rank as your favorite place to play?
En los rankings, ¿dónde tú pones el Brooklyn en tu favorito para jugar?
Primero, mi equipo.
He said first, it's his team, so.
Primero, I think we all understood that.
Yeah.
It was your birthday this week. How enjoyable was it? How nice was it to have your birthday?
Fue tu cumpleaños esta semana, y qué bueno se sentía que cumpliste año.
Sí. Bien, pero no con la familia. O sea, con ustedes que son mis amigos y mis compañeros, pero uno quisiera compartirlo con el papá, la mamá.
He feels good just away from the celebrating it with us as his friends, teammates, but he always wanted to like be with the family, father, mother, people like that, but it feels good to spend it with us at the field.
I know the team got to enjoy cookies after the game, but did you get any other good presents?
Te dieron un más regalo aparte de los galletas que te dieron.
Two water.
Two water bottles.
Jose Peroza, last question for you. You know, what are your goals? What would you like to see from yourself the rest of the year?
¿Cuáles son sus metas y qué es lo que tú quieres ver el resto de la temporada de ti mismo?
Seguir dándole la pelota fuerte todo el tiempo, en cualquier parte del terreno y bueno, ayudar a ganar al equipo.
Keep hitting the ball hard all over the place and help the team win.
All right, that is Jose Peroza. Appreciate the time. And Shervin Newton, our translator. We'll have more next from Frawley Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us. It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets in Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
We continue to get set for first pitch at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington. My name is Keith Rad. First pitch coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes. The lineup exchange going on right now at home plate. First, we'll take a look down on the farm. Syracuse at AAA last night beat Norfolk 5-4, but played earlier today, an early one at the home of the AAA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They faced a guy by the name of D.L. Hall. It's a name you should know. It's a name that you do not want to face in the big leagues. D.L. Hall struck out 11 today for Norfolk and beat Syracuse 6-2. So they, of course, have the night off. Double A Binghamton, who plays tonight, split a doubleheader yesterday with Bowie. They won game one, and I mean they won game one, 13-1 in 7 innings, and then didn't score in game two. That's baseball. Lost 4-0. Game one, Jose Buteau, phenomenal. 6 innings, 1 earned run, struck out 5. His last 8 starts, Buteau, the former Brooklyn Cyclone, has allowed 3 runs or fewer. That is really all you ask for a starting pitcher. So tonight, Jesus Vargas at Bowie, a 6:35 start, just like us. And the news of the night last night, Low A St. Lucie beat Tampa to clinch the Florida State League's East Division first half title. They did it with offense. They did it with great pitching, winning 5-1. Dominic Hamill, 6 2/3, struck out 7, allowed 1 run and 1 hit. Jack Thomas Wold hit a home run, and Stanley Consuegra hit home runs as well. St. Lucie's phenomenal. They continue to play well. Tonight they send out Calvin Ziegler against Tampa. That's the Yankees affiliate. And then tonight in the big leagues, against Milwaukee at home at Citi Field, Tyler McGill against Aaron Ashby, 7-10 start in Florida. The Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is the smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. Cyclones come into this one 14.5 games back of first place. Again, it all resets next Friday, but fourth place in the division. Luis Rivera, he'll be back with the team on Saturday. So Chris Newell, this is his lineup as the acting skipper, Cyclones bench coach, has Justin Guerrero leading off, playing second base. Then the third baseman, Jose Peroza, bats behind him. We just heard from Jose on the pregame show. Rowdy Jordan, Brandon McIlwain, and Joe Swazi bat 3-4-5. Yes, Rowdy Jordan is back. His first game back since June 8th. So Jordan playing left field, batting third. Brandon McIlwain, the right fielder, bats fourth. Joe Swazi at first base today, batting fifth. JT Schwartz, by the way, getting the day off. Matt O'Neill DHs. He's in the sixth spot in the bottom trio. Catcher Nick Gattis hits seventh. Shortstop Shervin Newton, our eight hitter. And Matt Rudick, the center fielder, bats ninth with Mike Vassell on the mound. Once again, for the Mets affiliate, it's Guerrero at second, Peroza at third, Jordan in left, McElwain in right, Swazi at first, O'Neill DHs, Gattis catches, Newton at short, and Rudick in center field. Take a look at Mario Lisson's Wilmington Blue Rocks, who are 9 games back of first place Aberdeen, right now in second place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. DH Darren Baker hitting better than 300 to lead off. Jose Sanchez, the second baseman, bats second. Yasiel Antuna, the left fielder, switch hitter, and the top position player prospect on the club, number 11 in the Nationals organization, he hits third. Cleanup man, third baseman Omar Merahildo. Drew Mendoza, the big lefty, plays first base and bats fifth. Catching tonight, Onyx Vega. He's in the sixth spot and the bottom three for the Blue Rocks. Number 25 prospect, Ricardo Mendez. He bats seventh and plays center field. Kevin Strohschein, the right fielder, bats eighth. Cole Daly, the shortstop, rounds out the lineup, and he is batting ninth. Michael Cuevas off the dugout right now ahead of our 6:35 first pitch. One more time for the Nats affiliate. It's Baker DHing, Sanchez at second, Antuna in left, Merahildo at third, Mendoza at first, Vega catches, Mendez in center, Strohschein in right, and Daly at short. It's a bit of an overcast day today at Frawley Stadium, but to be honest with you, it's been such a hot week that you don't mind that kind of cool blanket overhead. It is currently 76 degrees. It was raining this morning early, right around coffee and breakfast time, but right now we should not have any rain. There's a little sun pop-up tonight around 10:30, 11 o'clock, but we should be out of the woods by then. Should be able to get the game in, no problem. But 76 degrees, cooling off just a little bit. The humidity about 77%, and the sun going down in 2 hours at 8:32. So we'll take one more break before first pitch, but when we get back from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Hi, folks. Okay.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the back. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
Fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this first championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead.
Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game four of an eight-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Thursday night, everybody. The weekend is right there. It's at the tip of your tongue. You can see it from here. The Cyclones are ready to go for game four against the 20-year-old right-hander Michael Cuevas, who they have seen already this year. This will be a nice pitching matchup, kind of a new school versus, I'm not going to call it totally old school, but Cuevas is 20, turns 21 at the end of the month on June 29th, so he's a kid. And Mike Vassell, who we'll see coming up in the bottom of the first inning, he's just a little bit bigger, stronger, older than Michael Cuevas. And not taking away anything from Cuevas, he's just that typical, you know, high school draft pick, so young, so skinny, that the world, he's got the world in the palm of his hand. So he'll see Guerrero, Perosa, and Jordan 1-2-3 as the Cyclones tonight. Their goal really to try to even this series, because even though last night Aberdeen wrapped up the first half division title, you know Baltimore's got some reinforcements. And even if they send up most of those Aberdeen players up to Double A Bowie and have a whole nother look in the second half, you never know, because if Aberdeen wins the second half, if basically the team that wins the first half also wins the second half, then it will default to the next best full season record, a.k.a. all of these games really do matter. So the Cyclones need them all come the end of the year, but trying to build some momentum before that clean slate next Friday. Overcast, about 76 degrees tonight. Michael Cuevas and Wilmington, white pants on, but the dark navy blue top, baby blue hat, rocks written across the chest, capital letters shooting from chest to chest, trimmed in that aqua green color. First pitch to Justin Guerrero. Righty takes up and in, and we're underway a little tardy tonight at 6:38. So Guerrero playing in his seventh game with Brooklyn, all leadoff stuff. There comes the 1-0. And the fastball popped up and out of play, soaring towards the first base concourse. So Guerrero 2-for-22, hitting .090, a home run, and an on-base percentage at .259. He's taking his walks. Here comes the 1-1. Cuevas misses down and away with the fastball at 92 miles an hour. Tonight is Italian Heritage Night at the ballpark, so they gave away a couple of T-shirts to these fans. Here comes the 2-1. That misses outside. Backhand stopped by Vega as it skims along the white chalk. Dressed atop that brown dirt on the lefty batter's box side. Guerrero has the count now tilting in his favor at 3-1. Cuevas, a 20-year-old. High kick, deals downhill. And the 3-1 pitch misses up high for ball four. Cuevas missing with the fastball. He comes in about 90-91. So Guerrero's on base to lead off the game. Trots down there in his road gray uniform. Gray top, gray pants. The number in navy blue along the back. The sleeves are blue. And a big circular Mets orange and blue patch stamped on that right bicep. Here's Jose Perosa batting in the two spot. Cyclones lineup looks a little bit different tonight. But why not mix it up? Perosa hitting the ball really, really well. No score, top of the first. Initial offering. Perosa swings, hits a ground ball to short. Daly charges. Underhand flips to second for one. Sanchez spins it to first for the double play. So Perosa, who really has been hitting well, hits in seven of his past 10 games. Grounds out in his first. Rolls into a double play. He was at 221. Two homers, 17 RBIs, 303 on base percentage. So Cuevas, the Texan, gets the pitcher's best friend. And here's Rowdy Jordan returning to the lineup for the first time since June 8th. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch runs across the outside corner. Fastball at 92. Called strike one. Jordan played the doubleheader against Aberdeen last Wednesday at Maimonides Park. And it's just been day-to-day. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive, cracked in the air to center field. Mendez in a few steps, makes the grab. About hat high. So Rowdy gave it a good whack, but right at the center fielder. 20 RBIs and a 359 on base. Happy to have him back, but he flies out to end the top of the first. Nothing for Brooklyn. Wilmington coming to bat when we return to Frawley Stadium on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today.
Mike Vassell on the bump tonight for the Cyclones. Always a good feeling when you send out the Wellesley, Massachusetts native, 22-year-old and number 21 New York Mets prospect. Cyclones take the field, bottom of the first inning, no score against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. So Vassell taking on the guys in the Nationals affiliate tonight. First time at High A, Vassell facing Wilmington. He's made three starts already with the Cyclones since getting called up at the end of May. At Bowling Green, at Jersey Shore, and was finally happy to kind of, you know, spent 2 weeks on the road, got a taste of that Coney Island mound, and struck out eight last week. Gave up three runs on just three hits, taking on Aberdeen. So I'll see how he does tonight against this Wilmington lineup. That is tricky. They do not strike out very often. So we'll see how Vassell can tiptoe his way through this lineup. First pitch to the lefty, Darren Baker. Misses high and away at 95 miles an hour. Ball one. Baker at 304, the on-base at 351. Sits low in that stance. The 1-0. Fastball clips the top of the zone at 94. One ball, one strike. Darren, one home run, 17 RBIs, 13 doubles, though, and 6 of 8 in steals. Vassell turns the feet, rocks and fires, and deposits one on the far side of the plate. Good heat at 94 for strike two. Working with Nick Gattis tonight for the first time. There comes the 1-2, and it runs down and in, missed with the change. Two balls, two strikes. Vassell, 6'5", 240 pounds. Out of Virginia. Nods yes at the sign. Here's the 2-2. And it misses up and away for ball three. Funny enough, Vassell has had a lot of struggles with the first batter of the game. He's hit two in his three starts with the Cyclones. One of those quirky things, because Vassell usually settles in pretty quick. Payoff pitch. Baker takes down low and on a check swing and a peel down the first base line. No go. So Baker is on base with a leadoff walk. Vassell's walked at least one in all three outings with the Cyclones. We'll take a look at the guys behind him. Different outfield tonight. Jordan in left, Rudick in center. Brandon McElwain, a staple, is in right field. Perosa at third, Newton at short. Guerrero plays second. It's Swazi at first base. And Nick Gattis catches. No score, bottom one. Here's the Wilmington second baseman, Jose Sanchez. First pitch bounces in the dirt. Baker takes off and slides in without a throw. Gattis just eats it. So Baker read that dirt ball pretty well. It's ball one on Sanchez, who now bats with a runner in scoring position. Sanchez having a phenomenal year. 284 batting average, which these days feels like 320. Sanchez, four homers, 22 RBIs, 376 on base. Next pitch, sliced foul the other way. One ball, one strike. Well, Mike, so far strikeouts have been whopping. since he's been called up to high A. His strikeout rate in the first three outings has been in the 30s, mid-30 percentile. 1-1. Down and away, skips past Gattis. He can't find it. It rolls to the Wilmington on deck circle, first base side. And Baker scampers down to third base. So now two balls and a strike. Vasa looking for his first out. And Wilmington breathing down his neck as a runner 90 feet away. Try to take a 1-0 lead in this scoreless game. Bottom of the first. Sanchez and then Antuna and Marihildo. Infield creeps in. Those gray jerseys walk into the green grass. 2-1 pitch driven down the right field line. Hooking foul. Started at the yellow pole and made a right turn, angling out of play. 325 down the lines. That marker is stamped on the foul pole itself. 3 over the 2 over the 5. It's 400 to dead center field. And the Caps, team's joke, it feels like 900 feet. Here's a 2-2. Slider slammed up the middle, caught by Guerrera at second base. Reaching across his body to his right up the middle. That was a bullet from Sanchez. Baker stays at third. That was a huge play by Guerrera. And to be honest with you, if he's back at his normal second base spot, he does not make that catch. That's a great reaction. And so the infield stays in. That's the first out. Here's Antuna. Pitch. Big hook missed outside. Old Uncle Charlie off the plate at 80 miles an hour for ball one. Antuna, the number 11 prospect, top prospect on this team for the national system. It comes to 1-0, and it's run across the inside corner at 95 miles an hour. Yasiel at 241, 6 homers, 26 RBIs. Yon base stout, 385. No score, runner at third base, bottom one. The 1-1, Antuna shoots it foul. Behind home plate to the third base side over by the Cyclones dugout. So this Wilmington team, the theme of these guys, the lineup is very similar to what it was last year. And the identity of the team last year, good, not great, maybe around 500 ball club. A lot of returners. The 1-2, missed up high with the heat. Two balls, two strikes. But they battle, almost annoyingly battle at the plate. And even against some of the better strikeout pitchers, they make you get into a count where you have to throw them a fastball. 2-2. Swinging a shot to center field. Rudick over and back. Starts to line it up. He makes the catch in deep center field. Baker jogs home from third base and scores standing up. Sacrifice fly for Yasiel Antuna. And in the bottom of the first inning, Wilmington strikes first, take a 1-0 lead. A walk, stolen base, wild pitch, sack fly. And that's how the Rocks get their first run against Mike Vassell. Sack fly. And against Aberdeen, he was more locked in at the beginning and gave up some late runs. Here comes the 2-1. Taken up and in, ball three. But what Mike has shown is his ability to adjust. A new mound, a new rubber. Trying to find that release point, find the zone. He's behind Marihildo, big hitter. Here's the 3-1. And a slider. Pins the tail in the inside corner for strike two. Omar homered in game one yesterday. It was a ninth inning home run. His 10th of the year. He now has 38 RBIs. A 345 on base. He is their best hitter. The payoff pitch. In the dirt, missed with the changeup. Two first inning walks for Vassell. So he's thrown 22 pitches. He's still one out away from getting through this first inning. He keeps messing with these freebie base runners, and A.J. Sager is actually going to pay him a visit, bottom one. So Sager, the elder statesman on the staff, takes the walk out, and the Cyclones pull over from the third base dugout up the anthill. So I mentioned tonight in Wilmington, it is Italian Heritage Night, but they had a very unique and really cool national anthem, which I haven't seen before, but they had a woman singing the national anthem from the Delaware School for the Deaf, and in front of her, maybe about 8 to 10 kids who were signing the national anthem, doing sign language. All these little kids in their kind of neon yellow shirts signing, Rockets Red Glare bursting in air. It was really cool. An interesting touch by the front office tonight. So the meeting on the mound is over. Wilmington, a fruitful bottom of the first inning, looking for a little bit more. Runner at first base, two outs for the lefty, Drew Mendoza. Vassell rocks and comes home and finds a spot on the outside edge for strike one. Mendoza at 235, the on-base at 314. Three homers and 33 ribbies. 6'5" lefty batter. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 for strike two. So Sager trying to sprinkle a little bit of that pitching coach magic on Vassell, who's throwing back-to-back strikes after the walk to Marihildo. Omar leads off first, held on by Swazi. Pitch. Just missed inside, and Vassell took a hop over to the third base dugout, did not get the call at 93. Trying to nibble at the knees. He walked Aaron Baker on a close pitch. Baker ended up coming around to score. So it's 1-2 now on Mendoza. Here's the offering. And the pitch lined into left center field. Rudick on the run. Reaches out and makes the catch. Matt Rudick with that quick closing speed to get into the gap and make the catch. Mendoza hit it pretty well, so it stayed up. But the Cyclones are finally out of the inning. Five men come to the plate. One run. No hits. Two walks. And one left. We go to the second inning. Wilmington 1, Brooklyn nothing. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Top two, that's where we head. Wilmington leads Brooklyn 1-0 on a Thursday night at Frawley Stadium. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Game four of our eight-game series. And in this head-to-head, the Nationals affiliate has so far won 7 of the first 10. Cyclones open up the year down here. That first weekend in April, a little three-gamer. Lost 2 out of 3, then lost 3 out of 4 at Maimonides Park in Coney Island last month. So 8 games to try to turn the tide. Brooklyn has lost 2 of the first 3 to start the series. Brandon McIlwain leads off. First pitch from Michael Cuevas. Check swing, ricochets foul to the right side. Flops against the soft netting behind the first base dugout and drops into that Wilmington dugout. So nothing and one on McIlwain. He's hitting at 297. Here comes the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball towards the middle. Base hit. Right to Cole Daly. The shortstop's left, and McIlwain once again with a hit. He is starting to be that five-tool player, hitting for average and hitting for power. He's now been on base in 21 of his past 23 games, hitting better than .330 since the end of April. .297, .387 on base, which, by the way, is the best in the Mets minor leagues among qualified hitters. 3 homers, 16 ribbies. So he's the tying run. Here's righty batter Joe Swazi in the 5 spot tonight. Cuevas deals. Swazi swings, slices it foul to the right for strike one. Cuevas threw twice in the road trip. Wilmington coming off a two-week road trip at Greensboro, at Rome. The first leg of that tour, five scoreless against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, Pirates affiliate. Out of the stretch, next pitch, runner goes. Swazi hits it on the ground to third. Marihildo reaches out, grabs it, throws across the diamond to first, just in time to get Swazi by a stride and a half. So Swazi out on the 5-3. McElwain, who broke for second, lucky he did. It could have been two. Now he's in scoring position. Swazi trots all the way back to the third base dugout and gives way to righty DH Matt O'Neill. 1-0 Wilmington, top of the second inning. O'Neill at 196, but a 353 on-base percentage. First toss from Cuevas. Hits the zone at the bottom at 89 miles an hour. So that first start again at Greensboro, just three hits, didn't walk anybody. Stellar. In fact, his best outing of the year. Looks at second, rocks and fires home, and O'Neill hits a check swing roller weakly to second. Sanchez charges, fields in the dirt, and fires to first base for the 4-3 putout. But McElwain ends up getting to third on the play, and the Cyclones have the tying run 90 feet away. So that last start, the one that came after Greensboro, the one in Rome, that was a weird one. 2 2/3, four unearned runs. He hit two batters, walked another. There had to be an error in there somewhere. Two strikeouts, three hits. Wasn't great. Pitch to Nick Gattis. Righty takes a slider outside. Ball one. Nick back in their second game since his return from the injured list. Did not play yesterday. Played on Tuesday, though, so they, of course, slowly bring him back. Gave him the day off. He's at 202 with a 283 on base. Righty hitter. Cuevas kicks and comes home. That misses way upstairs. Changeup missed at 83 for ball two. Gattis has hit one home run and driven in 15 RBIs. McElwain at third base. Broken down 1-0 top two. Two outs. The 2-0. Swinging a high pop foul and out of play. First base side over the Wilmington dugout. And hits the pathway that splits the seating bowl in two. And rolls up to that second section. So it seats from pole to pole down the third baseline. From the end of the seats to the bullpen, there's a picnic area, four-tiered picnic area. And down the first baseline, there's seats all the way to the very end of the picnic area above it. 2-1. Gattis takes a high slider for ball three. Cuevas leans in for the sign. Tall, skinny righty, 6'2". Gets the sign, the 3-1 pitch. Gattis hammers it foul. A little ground ball past McElwain and Newell down the third baseline. Capacity of this stadium, about 6,400. Won't be filled up tonight. There comes the payoff, but time is called. As Cuevas lifted the leg, Gattis just slipped it in there in time. Now Nick takes a moment, huffing a puff, digs that right foot in the back of the righty box, swirls the bat around a few times, and rests the bat on his right shoulder, pointed down towards the dirt. Cuevas is 3-2. Gattis fouls back the heater. That was 89 for Michael Cuevas. So Cyclones have seen Cuevas twice already. Saw him opening weekend of the year. He took the loss in that first game. It was Brooklyn's first win. But threw fine. Two runs, one hit. He just walked four and struck out four. So those walks have hurt him most of the year. Comes to 3-2 again. And it's outside. Gattis lays off the slider. So he extends the inning by getting on. That's the second walk issued by Cuevas. First and third, two outs. 1-0 Wilmington. Cyclones threatening, though, top two. That brings up lefty, or switch hitter, batting left, Shervin Newton. Newton batting in the eighth spot, one spot ahead of the nine man, Matt Rudick, who's on deck. Chervin with a big three-run home run in game one yesterday to deliver a dub. Pitch. So we're going to chop her right back towards the mound. Cuevas fields, looks to first, throws that way in time. And they get Newton on one pitch, who grounds into the 1-3 putout. No runs, one hit, a walk, and two men left on base. McIlwain, the tying run, left stranded at third. We go to the bottom of the second inning. The Rocks leading the Clones 1-0 in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick. Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents?
They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Boynton back to the plate in the bottom of the second inning, taking on right-hander Mike Vassell, starting for the Brooklyn Cyclones. It's 1-0 Rocks. They scored against Vassell in the first inning. Walk, stolen base, wild pitch. And Darren Baker did all those things and then scored on the Yasiel Antuna sacrifice fly. So the Nationals affiliate is ahead of the Mets affiliate. And Onyx Vega, Ricardo Mendez, and Kevin Strohschein get their first swings in. Under a blanket of overcast gray skies tonight. There's a little bit of rain in the forecast for about 11 o'clock tonight. First pitch to the righty catcher, Onyx Vega. Misses outside for ball one. Vega hitting a 269 in limited time. Trying to slot in there when Israel Pineda's not playing. A 1-0, way inside. He skirts backward, shoots his arms away from his body, and takes 93 for ball two. One homer, 10 ribbies for Vega with a 412 on base. So when he's been in there, he's been very valuable. 2-0, up and in again, and Vassell misses for ball three. Mike right now, a little bit of a slow start. He's walked two, has not given up a hit, and no strikeouts. Turns the feet, rocks, and fires downhill and misses up and in. It's a four-pitch walk to put Vega on for free. So Vassell walks three for the first time this year, not just with Brooklyn. Of course, all those great starts, four in April, four in May with St. Lucie, helping them get to the point where last night they could clinch the first half division title. But he had not walked more than two. So here's the center fielder, Ricardo Mendez. First pitch, that misses again. Downstairs for ball one. 1-0 Wilmington, bottom of the second inning. Mendez, the number 25 Nationals prospect. Lefty swinger playing center field. 1-0, missed way inside. That's six now that Vassell has missed. And Gattis, the catcher, goes trotting out there in the red gear, red and navy blue, Cyclones catching gear. Mendez at the plate at 203. Two homers, 21 RBIs, 248. On base percentage. He is talking with the home plate umpire, who is not the guy that's supposed to be out there tonight. It looks like there was a bit of a mix-up, not just some rogue human on the field, but somebody filling in for what looks like Chandler Durham. Here's the 2-0, and there's the strike. finding a home on the outside corner, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Vega leads off first, nobody out. Fastball comes set, leans back, tosses home, and the pitch fouled back. Fastball at 94. Mike, kind of that bulldog pitcher, that bulldog makeup where even though he's struggling, he can give you 90 pitches plus. 2-2, caught on a miss. He struck him out with a tight slider. And Mendez retired. That's the first strikeout of the night for the big guy. So Vassell puts away Mendez. And that's got to be just a good, confident feeling for him, seeing that first one go by. Wilmington is so pesky. They do not strike out very often. But maybe Vassell can unlock the code. Here's Stroshine, righty right fielder. Fastball fires away, and the slider is hit weakly off the mound towards third. Perosa charges, reaches out with a bare hand, but cannot grab it. Stroshine safe at first in what should be a really weak little infield dribble single. A swinging bunt, if you will, from Stroshine. Stroshine was at 250 with a homer and 13 RBIs. 313 on base. So they're back at it again, those Blue Rocks. They have a 1-0 lead, bottom two. Two on, one out. Here's the nine-man lefty shortstop, Cole Daly. Vassell rocks and fires and drops the curveball low and in for ball one. Daly with a good on base at 370. Has good speed, 9 of 9 in steals. Batting average at 245, not much power. A 1-0. Swinging a foul back to the third base level sweets. It's a ball and a strike. Stroshine at first. Vega, who walks, is at second base. Vassell deals the 1-1. And the check swing all the way through for a swinging strike on Daly. 1-2. That was a high heater, about letter high at 93. Cole Daly from Notre Dame, by the way, who's watching his team enter the College World Series on Friday. 1-2, bounces in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. So Notre Dame stunning Tennessee to get into the College World Series. The final eight. Third time in program history. They will take on the 9-seed Texas. 2-2. Daly pokes it foul the other way, angling up towards the bleachers down the third baseline. There's a little set of bleachers tucked way back from the concourse. Big letters in blue and yellow, GA, for general admission down there. No seat backs, but bleachers. 2-2. Missed high with a changeup. Three balls and two strikes. So Vassell really trudging through the mud right now. Down 1-0. Runners on. One out. 3-2 on Cole Daly. Pitch. Foul back. And this is them at their finest. Just listen to the number of foul balls that they spoil. It is very difficult. You find yourself as a pitcher going, they won't give in. Maybe I have to try something new. You get a little too creative, and they walk or you make a mistake. Another payoff, and that is in there. Strike three called of the knees. Daly threw the bat back to the first base dugout. He was hopping, skipping, jumping his way to first, thinking he walked, but Vassell gets a 50-50 call at the knees. And strikes out his second man of the inning. From the naked eye, I think that was ball four. But Vassell gets a call. So it's first and second, two outs. And here's Darren Baker. Wilmington back to the top of the order, leading 1-0. First pitch. Lefty takes inside for ball one. 45 pitches now for Vassell. He's in his second inning, and Brooklyn has a lefty warming up. Looks like Nathan Lavender. Baker walked his first time. Here's the 1-0. And that missed outside with 94. Two balls, no strikes. A.J. Sager, the Cyclones pitching coach, first-year man in that position after a ton of time with the Detroit Tigers, always preaches first pitch strikes. 2-0. And that plops in on the outside corner at 93. Baker takes, and it's 2-1. Now, obviously, as a pitcher, if you've pitched before, whatever level that you're at, you'd love to get strike one. That's easier said than done sometimes. 2-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground to second base right at Guerrera. Justin bends over, collects, and snaps it over to first in time to end the inning. No runs, one walk, one hit, and two left. If anything, Vassell just throws a ton of pitches in that bottom of the second inning. It's still 1-0 Wilmington, though. We go top three next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones chasing one as they round out the lineup. Matt Rudick leads off top of the third inning. Brooklyn down 1-0 in Wilmington tonight. Playing just one. I know sometimes there's a question, especially in an 8-game, 6-day series. Played a doubleheader yesterday. We have another one coming up on Saturday. Tomorrow is at 6:35 and Sunday at 1:05. So plenty of baseball in this building. This is game 4 of 8. Matt Rudick, and then the top of the order, Justin Guerrera and Jose Peraza against Michael Cuevas, who so far has not been uber sharp, but has done a nice job limiting the damage with some contact outs. He's walked two already, given up a hit, but no strikeouts. So Matt Rudick, 5'7" lefty batter, digs in. Rudick back with Brooklyn. Pitch. Lefty takes a fastball strike, rifling over the outside part of the plate. 89 miles an hour for strike one. Rudick in 15 games, 10 for 41, hitting 195, but the on base at 353. 0-1. He steps and takes outside at 92. Played yesterday, had a double, and has returned to the lineup. The 1-1, swinging a chopper foul to the right. It's a ball and two strikes. Matt out of San Diego State coming back with a bit of a vengeance to this second tier. He was on the opening day roster, got banged up, missed May, and early June was down with the FCL team. That's the Florida Complex League. Sometimes it used to be referred to as the GCL in years past. And went up to Low A St. Lucie, then Triple A, and now back here where he will stay for the foreseeable future. Cuevas steals the 1-2, and the breaking ball is caught on and missed. So Rudick strikes out. That's the first K for Cuevas. One down, top three. So Michael Cuevas, who was drafted out of Brennan High School in San Antonio, selected in the 23rd round in 2019. Pitch to Justin Guerrera. Fastball missed outside, ball one. He was committed to the University of Incarnate Word. There's the kick in the 1-0. Front door breaker missed inside. Ball two. So when your draft, the 2019 draft was supposed to go 40 rounds, it did go 40 rounds. Here's the 2-0. Way outside. Ball three. For a high school kid, you're either going to be picked right up front, first round, second round, maybe third round, or very late, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40th round. 3-0. Swinging a foul back by Guerrero. Had the green light on 3-0. And now it's three balls and a strike. So to be drafted in the 23rd round, it's probably one of those things where you might not have expected it. And it's a weird time. You have to make a pretty tough decision. The 3-1. That plants itself on the far side of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. So Cuevas felt, okay, Washington does kind of believe in me. This is probably a better opportunity than going to school. 3-2. Popped up. First base side. Mendoza goes gliding over to foul territory and makes the snag on a little lazy pop-up by Guerrero. Two quick outs from Cuevas. He and Wilmington. They have a 1-0 lead. Top three. Two outs. Base is empty for Jose Peroza. But Cuevas, who might have had his sights set for pro ball, got the call that he was drafted sitting in the parking lot of a Chick-fil-A, which if he loves Chick-fil-A that much, pro ball is for you. Here's Jose Peroza, the righty, takes up and in with 91. One ball, no strikes. Chick-fil-A and Chipotle, two staples of minor league grinding lifestyles. Here's the 1-0. And that plops on the far side of the plate at 88. So Peroza has a one ball, one strike count. Grounded into a double play his first time. 6-4-3. Here comes the kick and the 1-1. Front door breaking ball missed up and in. Two balls and a strike. The 20-year-old gets the sign. Here comes the 2-1. That missed down and out. Three balls and a strike. So Cuevas, so far so good. Again, has not been perfect. Not as great as he was two outings ago at Greensboro. But keeping a good team down. Here comes a 3-1. Up and in. And he walks Peroza. So Cuevas, whose walk rate is 12%, a little bit higher than average, gives up his third freebie of the game. One in each inning so far. Cyclones have yet to make him pay, which, again, hence the feeling that he's kind of getting himself in and out of trouble okay with a little danger on the bases. But how long will he mess with it? Cyclones batting with two outs, top three, down 1-0. Here's Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting left. Cuevas fires and skips one up there. Good block by Vega. It keeps Peroza at first base. It's 1-0. Rowdy Jordan back in the lineup for the first time in a week. Has not played since last Wednesday. 0-1 with a line out to center field. Here's the 1-0. Way upstairs. Cuevas misses. Fastball at 89. And now the catcher, Onyx Vega, goes trotting out to talk to his young right-hander. So I just love that story, though, about Cuevas being in the parking lot of a Chick-fil-A when he got the call that he was drafted in the 23rd round. Because he didn't expect it, obviously. Did not expect it on that final day of the draft. Because, again, the theory is if you're drafted as a high school kid, you're kind of a lock. First three rounds are about it. They have to give you some good money. That's why they would draft you that high, in order to yank you away from a really big college commitment. If you remember a couple years ago when Matt Allen was drafted by the Mets, he was going to go to Florida, play at the University of Florida. And the Mets said, oh, how about a little bit of dough? And picked him up in the third round, and he had a decision to make. 2-0. Jordan swings and fouls it back. Two balls and a strike. And then the other school of thought is, hey, we had a high school kid that we're keeping our eye on. We'll draft him in the last three, four picks. We know he won't sign. But at least we start to develop a relationship with the guy. But when you're drafted 23rd round, they kind of do want me now. But I'm not going to command that big money. 2-1, Jordan swings and drives it foul the other way. hits the top of the netting that goes pole to pole and drops down into the picnic area. Mentioned that four-tier picnic area. Jumps out onto the field down the line into the warning track. With two outs, runner at first, the 2-2. Jordan fouls back the slider. That heads over to the third base concourse. And it remains two balls and two strikes. Jordan awaits, battling it out. The 2-2 slider spins down and in. Good take by Rowdy. 79-mile-an-hour slider. Three balls, two strikes. So good to have Jordan back. Cyclones need not just his bat, but his overall ability to play. And one of the more well-rounded kids the Mets have drafted in the past few years. Leads the team in total bases and leads the entire Mets organization with 16 doubles. And plays a mean outfield. Barroza breaks, 3-2 pitch is just outside. Cuevas just missed his spot, and Rowdy works a walk. So Michael Cuevas, two more walks in the inning. Four walks total with just one strikeout. And ahead of Brandon McIlwain striding into the righty batter's box, Mark DeFelice comes out to talk to the youngster. DeFelice, pitching coach for manager Mario Lison. Tim Jardy is the hitting coach. DeFelice, former big league pitcher, threw with Milwaukee back in the late 2000s, a couple of years in the National League. 73 total big league innings. And in the minor league system, was a guy who spent time with Colorado, Baltimore, Milwaukee, and spent 1 year with Washington. That was back in 2005. And now helping out at high A, trying to help these youngsters get to double A. So DeFelice back to the first base dugout. Cyclones batting down 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Runners at first and second with two down. McIlwain singled his first time. Cuevas, the righty, deals to the righty McIlwain. And the slider connects, splitting the plate in two, hitting the knees at 78 miles an hour for strike one. McIlwain batting average now at 302 with that early single. A long hold by Cuevas, the 0-1. Slider missed down low. McIlwain brought his hands down low to the far side of the plate. It kept the barrel back wisely. His ability to change his approach at the plate, pull back on the chases, has taken his game literally to another level. 1-1. Fastball up and in, snap to first base. Jordan back in barely. Onyx Vega trying to pick off Rowdy at first, who's running behind Jose Peroza at second. And Drew Mendoza trying to sneak in behind him. We saw Wilmington try to do that last night. Vega trying to help out his young pitcher get it out on the bases to end the inning. A hold by Michael at the chest. A look at second to 2-1. McIlwain fouls back the fastball. 2-2. Pitch clock resets. Cuevas stepped off. Reaches down behind the mound. Runs his flat palm against the dirt. Tries to grab a legal grip on the baseball. Comes set. Two balls, two strikes to Brooklyn's best hitter. Pitch. McIlwain hits a ground ball towards the middle. Sanchez fields behind second. Takes it across the bag for the force out. Goes four unassisted. McIlwain, who was stranded at third base back in the second inning, leaves two aboard in the third. No runs, two walks, two left, middle of three. Wilmington still in front by one. We go to the bottom of the third next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclone. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Home half of the third inning in Wilmington, Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate, come to the plate against right-hander Mike Vassell, leading 1-0. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. Vassell's had a tough time today just getting ahead and commanding the zone, as the Mets know he can. He has thrown 48 pitches into just his third inning. He did end up striking out two in the second. Vassell has walked a career-high three already, and again, just two innings. But what we've seen from him is kind of an ability to walk the tightrope, and even though he's been wobbling a little bit, straighten up and keep on keeping on. So we'll see if he locks in bottom three. Second time through the order, faces 2, 3, and 4. First pitch to Jose Sanchez. The righty, it's a ground ball to second. Guerrero, two hops to his left. Reaches down to pick it up, but bobbles and throws late to first. It's not in time. E4 on Guerrero. Justin has not been on ground balls as sure-handed as he would like. And on a night where you need outs, you know Vassell's been struggling, that's a tough one to swallow. So a runner at first base on the error. And here's Yasiel Antuna, switch hitter batting from the left side. Corners are in, middle infield back. Pitch. Big hook, curveball drops in for a strike. Now we've seen Vassell fall behind early with the heat, but now going to more of the secondary stuff. Will get me over pitch to just get ahead. The righty's 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to first, grabbed by Swazi. Step on first, throw to second. Here's the tag by Newton. It's right there. Good play. Cyclones roll the tough. Three unassisted, six double play. So all's forgotten on that E4. The bases are empty. Talking to Swazi before the game because he's playing first base. His normal position is outfield, but learning a new trade just to stay versatile. And I said, who's your favorite first baseman growing up? He said, Carlos Delgado. I said, all right. So, looking pretty good at first. Here's Omar Merahildo. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back. Got a piece of Nick Gattis' catching mask. Strike one. Wilmington at the plate. Two outs, bottom three. Leading 1-0. Scored in the first inning on a sac fly by Yasiel Antuna, who just grounded out into the double play. Pitch to the righty. Vassell finds the far side of the plate. Strike two. Merahildo walked his first time. Vassell rocks and deals. That fastball drilled but foul. Banging down the right field line into the picnic area. Stays 0-2. Well, I mentioned the pitch count. Dangerously high for Vassell. But facing the minimum would be very, very helpful. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Threw a slider for a strike. Merahildo swung late and strikes out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, but a double play wipes the bags clean as Vassell throws up a zero in the bottom of the third. We go to the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Wilmington against Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich,
thick.
Yeah, and honestly,
these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Top of the fourth inning, Cyclones down 1-0 against Wilmington right-hander Michael Cuevas. Brooklyn grabs the bats against the 20-year-old. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Mike Vassell is starting to find it a little bit. Got the help from Joe Swazi at first base. Well, kick-started a 3-on-assisted-6 double play. Him and Newton working to retire both Yasiel Antuna and Jose Sanchez. So good defensive play in one half inning, leading off the next. That sometimes happens in baseball. Joe Swazi strides in. Brooklyn sends up 5, 6, and 7. And it's been a helicopter that has faded over our heads, flying out to right field, making a left. It's really working its way up and down I-95, the big highway that rolls out past the center field wall. First pitch to Joe Swazi, front door slider from Cuevas. Strike one. Joe bounced out to Merihilda with third his first time. Here's the 0-1 toss. Another slider. Swazi cannot hold up. That one caught some dirt. No balls, two strikes. Swazi, O'Neill, Gaddis, 5-6-7. Cuevas leans back, fires home, and a slider popped up and foul, back and out of play. So we'll take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard in the fourth inning. Now, of course, the big news of yesterday, Aberdeen won the first half in the North, so they've got it wrapped up. South, though, is very tight. 0-2, high fastball. Swazi lays off, takes ball one. Bowling Green's the top team, 23 losses. Hickory behind them, 24 losses. Rome, 27, and Winston-Salem, 28. Next pitch to Swazi, lays off the slider on the outside corner, 2-2. So you have tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's 7 games left. 2-2, just missed outside, and Joe has gone from 0-2 to 3-2. And the at-bat leading off the top of the fourth inning, trying to get on base, Brooklyn down 1-0. Cuevas out of the windup, spins the payoff, and Swazi takes outside. That's a great plate appearance by Joe Swazi. So he works a walk. It's now Matt O'Neill's turn. So keep in mind, we'll give you the Bowling Green score first. Bowling Green is about to take on Winston-Salem. There comes Mario Lison to make a change, so we'll have to put a hold pattern on our scoreboard read. So Wilmington goes to the bullpen. Cuevas has reached that limit. And the Cyclones continue to hit in the top of the fourth inning. One on, nobody out. 1-0 Blue Rocks. A new arm coming in from right field. We'll be back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house.
Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us. It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series.
So Wilmington, after Michael Cuevas walks 5 batters in 3-plus innings, goes to the pen to get lefty Troy Stainbrook to face Matt O'Neill. Cyclones at the plate, nobody out. Runner at first base, down 1-0. It's O'Neill, then Gattis and Newton. O'Neill, the righty, looks out. Big guy Stainbrook. Lefty fires home on the slide step and kisses the outside corner with 91 miles an hour for a strike. Stainbrook is the guy that you'd take probably first in the pickup game. He's 6'7". Just feed him in the post. The 0-1, way outside. The lefty misses with 93, and it's a ball and a strike. So Cuevas still the line open because he's responsible for the runner at first base. Stainbrook steps off, throws to first, and Swazi dives back in just underneath Mendoza's tag. That was the second move by Troy Stainbrook. Didn't lift the leg and throw over. He actually stepped off at the back left foot and then tried to throw sidearm. Swazi leads. Stainbrook holds. 1-1. Way inside over O'Neill's shoot stops. 2 balls and a strike. Matt bounced down to second his first time. Trying to get back on track. They've been slumping a little bit in the beginning of June. 2-1. Swings and fouls back the fastball at 93. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So I was giving you the beginning of this, the South Atlantic League scoreboard in the South Division where Bowling Green leads. Now, Winston-Salem is that team that is 28 losses. So they're kind of fighting. That's a big series for them as well to get back into the swing of things. 2-2. Missed up high, ball 3. The team that's right there at Bowling Green's heels is Hickory. That's the Rangers affiliate. And right now, Hickory's at home, trailing Greenville 2-0, top 3. Rome is also in the conversation, 4 losses back of Bowling Green, leading Asheville 3-1, top 5. 3-2 pitch to O'Neill. He cuts and misses. Fastball got him at 93 miles an hour. So Stainbrook strikes out the first man he faces out of the pen. Brooklyn down 1-0, top of the fourth. And Nick Gattis bats with Joe Swazi on at first. Swazi certainly a threat to run, but is out there against a lefty, staring right at him. 6-7 fires away. Gattis takes down and in, ball 1. Aberdeen, who won the division last night, trails Jersey Shore 2-1, bottom of the second inning. And then Hudson Valley and Greensboro postponed tonight in North Carolina. Kicking a throw over, Swazi all over it. He's back before the ball even gets there. So that was the kind of the weak move by Stainbrook. It's all part of the plan. Trying to give Swazi a look at the worst possible move he can make. The 1-0 sails high. Good grab by Vega, the catcher, reaching up and away. Picked that one out of the air before it went back to the screen. So it's 2 balls, no strikes on Nick Gattis. Stainbrook, former high school pick of the Nationals, 30th round. Next toss, runner goes. Pitch taken low. Throw into second. Goes into center field. Swazi gets up from the slide. Races to third. He's there standing up. Cyclones catch a break. Swazi with his 5th steal and goes to third on the E2. And it's ball 3 on Nick Gattis. So the Cyclones with the running game, forcing the Blue Rocks to make a play. First steal of the game for the Cyclones, who now are 90 feet away once again from tying the game. 3-0 on Gattis. Pitch. That's low. It's a four-pitch walk. So Steenbrook, after the strikeout, walks his second hitter. This year, Steenbrook has thrown 17 times in relief. Been kind of a late-game guy. Save five holds. 21 strikeouts in 18 innings, which is terrific. But it's those walks that have had him snake-bitten this year. 16 walks in 18 innings. And you're averaging about one per inning. That ain't good. So here's Newton, switch hitter batting right. Runners at the corners, one out. First pitch. Newton rips a line drive towards left field. Antuna plays it on a hop. Swazi walks in from third base, and Newton ties the game. Shervin with a ribby single to left field makes it 1-1 in the top of the fourth. Newton batting from the right side of the plate. He has really done such a great job in the last couple weeks from both sides. I mean, he's one of the most true even hitters I've seen. I've only seen him play for a couple of weeks, but what he gives you from the left side of the plate is also what he gives you from the right side. First and second, one out for Matt Rudick. Brooklyn has tied the game. Can close the line on Cuevas now. Pitch. Matt reaches out, pokes a foul up into the air, soaring out of play over to the third base concourse. So the kiddies chase after that souvenir. Rudick struck out his first time. He was the lone strikeout victim against Michael Cuevas. Cuevas now in the dugout just watching. Runners lead, the 0-1. Slow breaking ball bends over the far side of the plate. Rudick takes 80 for strike two. Gattis at second, Newton at first. Cyclones threatening big time. The 0-2. Missed outside, lefty to lefty. Rudick's always been a bit of a patient hitter. Trying to come up with a big swing. Gaps are open. There's the 1-2. Breaking ball ripped towards right field. Strohschein on the move. Not going to get to it. It falls in. Base hit. Gattis around third. He comes in to score. Throw to second. Rudick stretching. He's out. But the Cyclones score to take a 2-1 lead on Rudick's RBI single to right field. 2-1 Brooklyn now. Rudick comes off the field. Passes Shervin Newton, who's at third base. So, Matt, if anything, just trying to draw a throw. He thought his speed could get there, but he's thrown out at second base. Looked like a 9-6. So Gattis in from second. Newton, the only guy left out there at third. Brooklyn has taken the lead. Boy, Rudick, good to have him back and fully healthy. Pitch to Justin Guerrera. Foul back. So Steenbrook's come on. A strikeout, then a walk. Single, single. Back-to-back RBI pokes for Brooklyn to take the lead. 2-1 now, top of the fourth. It's the 0-1. Guerrera swings through the heat. That was true cheddar at 95. The guy in the Brooklyn dugout walking around feeling good right now. It's got to be Mike Vassell. He's about to go out there, bottom four. Next pitch, Guerrera takes outside to make it a ball and two strikes. Job done, game tied. Cyclones have taken the lead. And that runner at third base would be the cherry on top of this rally. 1-2. Missed down and in. Close pitch at 95. Guerrera tonight has walked and popped out to the second baseman. Steenbrook kicks and deals. The pitch popped up. Little blooper down the right field line. Tough play. It falls in. Base hit. Newton in from third. It's 3-1 Brooklyn. Justin Guerrera with a little bloop base hit in the shallow right field down the line. Impossible for either Mendoza or Strohschein. And the Cyclones are up 3-1 now. They have crossed three runs in the top of the fourth inning. This brings up Jose Peroza. Seventh man to the plate. Big inning. Stainbrook deals. Runner goes. Pitch foul back. So Justin going on first move. Pick right. But Peroza fouled it back. And Peroza with the backswing might have actually clipped the catcher Onyx Vega, who is walking around in the grass behind home plate. And now has turned and faced the pitcher's mound and is doubled over in pain. He's got his right hand, which is his bare hand, behind his back. Don Neidig, the trainer, comes out with the manager, Mario Lison. And actually, Neidig is poking at Vega's low back. So I thought he got hit in the hand, which is why he was maybe tucking it behind his back. But he's actually feeling for that low back. And Neidig came out, started poking at the little soft muscle outside the spine. And Vega was all right. And then one spot he kind of went weak at the left knee and dropped a little bit. But he's going to stay in the game. Neidig and Lison strut off the field to the first base dugout. Down the steps they go. Cyclones third baseman Jose Peroza back in the box. Brooklyn up 3-1, top of the fourth. Guerrera at first with two outs. It's no balls and a strike. Stainbrook's pitch. Missed high and away to even the count. Peroza a walk and a ground out tonight. 1-1. Caught on a miss at 93. Big long swing from Jose. One ball, two strikes. Had a conversation with Peroza on the pregame show today. He is not into changing anything up. Wants to stay as consistent as possible. But whatever he's doing, he's getting back to his old ways. 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Nasty pitch by Stainbrook to retire Peroza. But Brooklyn with a big one. A big inning to score three times. RBIs from Newton, Rudick, and Guerrera. Cyclones take a 3-1 lead into the bottom of the fourth inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Brooklyn now in front, 3-1. Cyclones have the lead thanks to a trio of runs in the top of the fourth inning against both Michael Cuevas and Troy Steenbrook. We can wrap up the line on Cuevas. He walks 5-3, and that was the real reason why Mario Lison took him out. His pitch count was at 55, but he walked 5 batters, just too many freebies, and trying to teach the young guy a little bit of a lesson. You just can't do that. So Lison takes him out. One run, one hit. That's the tough part because outside of the walks was doing fine. Did strike out one. Mike Vassell back to work. Bottom of the fourth inning. Back-to-back scoreless outings. First pitch to Drew Mendoza. Lefty takes a fastball high at 92. Ball one. Take a look at the Mets affiliate circuit tonight. Everybody in action. Syracuse played earlier today. Here comes the 1-0. And that pierces the far side of the plate to make it 1-1. That was also 92 from Vassell. By the way, Mike walks into the inning with 55 pitches. Turns, rocks, and deals the 1-1. The breaking ball caught on it, missed. Nasty. Mendoza way out in front. Triple-A Syracuse lost to Norfolk. The Tides, which used to be the old Mets Triple-A affiliate, lost to those guys today 6-2. 1-2. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. And pretty nuts. So D.L. Hall, who's in the Orioles organization, one of their top prospects, I believe he's number 3 behind Grayson Rodriguez. He might have jumped ahead. Anyway, next guy up kind of thing to the bigs. 2-2. Just missed down and in on Mendoza. 85-mile-an-hour changeup. Ball 3. Anyway, he goes 4 and a third today. So that's 13 outs. Oh, he struck out 11. 3-2 pitch is roped in the air down the right field line. Long run from McElwain. He can't get there. It plops in for a hit. And Mendoza aboard. He battles. And again, you had Vassell, who's right there, gets the two strikes. And these guys make life miserable trying to strike him out. It's a terrific job by Washington. Whatever they're doing, whatever they're working on, I try to teach these guys, first of all, not to chase, but if they chase, foul pitches off till they get something to hit. Really amazing. Here's Onyx Vega, 3-1 Brooklyn, bottom 4. Pitch. Righty catcher takes outside. Slider missed, ball 1. So on the offensive side today for Syracuse, nobody really had a huge, huge day at the plate. Lost 6-2. Next pitch, down and out. 2-0 on Vega, who walked his first time. Double-A Binghamton with Jesus Vargas on the mound, former Cyclone starter from this year. Up on Bowie, 5-3, bottom 4. 2-0, Vassell misses up. 3 balls and no strikes. By the way, Vassell's given up 2 hits and has fallen behind. He's walked 3 batters so far, career high, and he's behind 3-0 for the second time with Vega. Pitch right down the middle at 93. So he gets one back, makes it 3 balls and a strike. Mendoza leads the 3-1 way outside. Vasilevsky slips on the mound and walks his fourth man of the ball game and walks Vega twice. Vega has seen 9 pitches, 8 of them out of the zone. So Vassell, who's just been gifted a 3-1 lead, is struggling to find the zone still. Nobody out for the lefty, Ricardo Mendez. Francisco Alvarez homered for the 14th time. Again, Binghamton leading Bowie now 5-4. Carlos Cortez has homered. Pitch. Bunch shown, pushed through. And missed down low for ball 1. Goodness. Looked like Mendez either offered it that or that pitch was in there, but Blue Rocks catch break. It's 1-0. Even on appeal, the base umpire said no swing. So now the 1-0. Swinging a high pop foul and back out of play, third base side. It's a ball and a strike. Low A St. Lucie. Bit of a hangover effect, if you will. Down 4-2 at home in the bottom of the sixth inning to Tampa, the Yankees affiliate. It's the night after they clinched the first half. I'm sure it was a fun evening. 1-1. Down and in. Check swing. And Mendez did not go around on the dirt ball. 2 balls and a strike. Mets are home taking on Milwaukee tonight with Tylor on the mound. 1-0 lead for the Mets, top 3. Mets scored on a Jeff McNeil RBI single. Vassell's 2-1. Fouled back again by Mendez, and it's an even count now, 2-2. Mets open up a series tomorrow with Miami. I feel like they have not played Miami at all this year. Felt like just... they never get a chance to see them. Well, they haven't. Haven't. It's the first series of the year. Isn't that weird? 2-2. Right there. Strike 3 called inside corner. So twice tonight, Vassell has thrown strike three looking. And again, that's one of the clues that shows you that, you know, the Blue Rocks, knowing they're okay in a two-strike count, take a pitch. The guy's going to probably throw something out of the zone for me to chase. And so Vassell, if you kind of sneak one in there, here's a fastball down the middle. This guy's might take strike three. Here's Kevin Strohschein. He takes a slider strike, nothing in one. 3-1 Brooklyn. We're in the home half of the fourth. Wilmington batting with a good spot. Runners at first and second, one out. There's the 0-1. Slider cut on and missed. Strohschein completely missed that. Cocked his head to the side. Didn't love the swing choice. Vassell's thrown 73 pitches. Here comes 74, and it's down in the dirt. Gaddis slides to his right, knocks it down with the knees, keeps it in front, and keeps the runners at first and second base. Vassell's allowed one run on two hits. He's walked four and struck out four. Looks off into the distance over third, looks at second, back home, 1-2. Strohschein chops it foul. Little dancer down the third baseline, picked up by Perosa along the warning track. Earlier in the game, Brooklyn had lefty Nathan Lavender warming up. Lavender last night was warming up, part of the doubleheader, never actually got called into duty. And so today also getting work in, but he has since sat down. So Vassell, who can throw into the 90s as far as number of pitches, working on Strohschein. Another 1-2, and the pitch driven to right field. Base hit the other way. Mendoza gets to third and stops. McElwain throws a BB to the plate. Base is loaded now on the Strohschein single the other way. Good bullet off his bat. And Wilmington has him loaded for the nine-man, Cole Daly. This is not Mike Vassell's night. And even if you look at the scoreboard, it's 3-1. He just does not have his best stuff. But can he battle through? That is the difference between a good pitcher and a great pitcher. A guy that maybe when he does not have his best put-away stuff can still get out of trouble. He's given up at least three runs in all three of his Brooklyn outings. Trying to keep it 3-1. Pitch to Daly. Breaking ball, strike one. And Nathan Lavender starting to warm up again in the left field bullpen, which again is past the outfield wall. You can see through the transparent fencing. The 0-1. Another breaking ball, backdoor, strike two. So Vassell gets ahead of Daly, who he struck out looking his last time. Mendoza at third, Vega at second, Strohschein at first. Vassell ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, tying him up with a slider inside. So Vassell finds the key. He strikes out Daly for the second time. He's fanned two in the inning. And now up to five punchies against this Wilmington team that loves to battle. Top of the order, Darren Baker. Tough out. He digs in from the left side. Again, Brooklyn leading 3-1. Bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded, two outs. Pitch. Baker takes the breaking ball low. Vassell tried to drop one in there at the knees, but missed for ball one. Baker will walk, a run scored, but then a bounce out to second base. Mike brings the feet together, comes to a full stop. 1-0 pitch. Dart misses the outside corner at 94. So this can be a tough plate appearance for Vassell to work through. Baker just waiting there, licking his chops for something to hit. 2-0. Nowhere to put him. Mike sets and deals. And a strike delivered on the inside corner. Fastball at 93. Baker took it under his elbows and then nodded up and down. Yes. So it's two balls and one strike. son of Dusty Baker at the plate. Pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Baker threw the hands to get the barrel back. Did not like the call. Was not his pitch to swing at. High outside corner. Vassell paints the corner. So it's two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded. Brooklyn up by two. Big pitch. Here comes. Slider down and in. Blocked by Gattis. So the runners will be moving. Big opportunity for Baker and the Blue Rocks. They don't just want to come up with, you know, a walk here to bring in a run. They want to rally for a big inning. Vassell trying to nip it in the bud. Has thrown 84 pitches. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Vassell's payoff pitch. Foul back, as always. I didn't see that coming for some reason. And then when it went up into the air, I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. We played last night the doubleheader. Ended up being a total of 5 hours and 1 minute from little start to finish of both games. But game two is 2 hours, 26 minutes. And some of us joking, we played nine inning games that are 226. 3-2 again. Outside ball four. He's walked in a run. Now Baker takes. Mendoza crosses from third base. Wilmington cuts it to 3-2. Now Baker, who walks for the second time, you can credit him with an RBI. And here comes Chris Newell. Vassell's day is done. So Newell makes the change. Bases loaded. 3-2. Cyclones. Two outs. Back after this in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Mike Vassell just did not really have it tonight. He walked a career-high five. And his previous career high was just two. So he really surpassed it tonight. Cyclones are still in front, however. Brooklyn leads 3-2 against Wilmington. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. By Cal Automall, called to the bullpen to get lefty Nathan Lavender. Lavender walks into the game against the righty Jose Sanchez. But the bases are loaded. It's Vega at third, Stroshine at second, and Baker at first. Anfield is back with two outs. Brooklyn leading by one. Lavender sets and deals. And a backdoor breaking ball swerves over the outside corner. Strike one. Lavender inherits three big runners. He has to get one out. And hoping to keep the ball in the infield. Keep the Rocks from tying the game at least. Huff and a puff, the 0-1. Sanchez hits a ground ball to second. Guerrero's right there. Bends to the back, fields, and fires to first. Inning over. So Wilmington does score in the inning. One run, two hits. Too many walks, really. Two walks and three left. Wilmington gets one back. It's 3-2 Brooklyn. We're off to the fifth inning in Wilmington at Frawley Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones back at it, top of the fifth inning, leading Wilmington 3-2 now as the Blue Rocks have scored to cut into what was a broken 3-1 lead. Cyclones scored three in the top of the fourth to take the lead against Michael Cuevas and Troy Steinbrook. So now just a little mini one-run cushion. Brooklyn looking to advance it with Rowdy Jordan, Brandon McEwen, and Joe Swazi, 3, 4, and 5. Jordan, switch hitter now, bats from the right side against Troy Steinbrook. We'll wrap up the final line on Mike Vassell, who gave way to Nathan Lavender there for the final out in the bottom of the fourth. Steinbrook rises the leg, fires home, and plants one on the outside corner at 92. Jordan takes strike one. So Rowdy, a crack in that first inning, a line out right to the center fielder. The 0-1. Take strike two on the outside edge. Same spot, 92 miles an hour. So Mike Vassell ends up throwing a good amount of pitches, 86, but lasts just 3 2/3. Collects 11 outs tonight. Here's the 0-2. Rowdy shoots it foul very late to the right. Over by the Wilmington on deck circle, first base side. He stays alive. That was 95 miles an hour from Steinbrook, who kind of gave it a look up there out in right center field. That's where the big, tall video board is with the radar gun. The 0-2 again, up high, slashing against the glove at 95. And it's now one ball and two strikes. McElwain on deck for Brooklyn. Pitch. Change up, fades high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Talked about the College World Series. Last year, Rowdy Jordan won the College World Series with Mississippi State. Not in it, though, at this point this year. Mississippi is, but not Mississippi State. Here comes a 2-2. Jordan takes it outside, and now he has worked the count full. Hit so well in that tournament. Was named to the all-tournament team. Payoff pitch. Jordan swings through. Strike three. Steinbrook has struck out three in his short stint in relief. This is just his second inning. And there's one down in the top of the fifth. So now Brandon McElwain, righty batter, who has singled in two trips tonight. Bats with Brooklyn leading 3-2, nobody on base. Steinbrook rocks and fires. McElwain shows bunt, pushes at it, but ricochets and goes back to the first row. No balls and a strike. BMAC just could not get down 94. Try to stretch his way on base. OPS right now for McElwain at 863, the batting average at 300. Here's the 0-1. That fades up and away at 94 miles an hour. It's a ball and a strike. A 1-1. A little bit high, 94. Fastball up and in, and McElwain takes two balls and a strike. Stainbrooks 2-1. Off the plate, and BMAC now finds himself in a good count. Three balls and a strike. I mentioned the walk issues for Stainbrook. He and Jordan battled 0-2, 3-2, got him to strike out. He's got a battle back here. The 3-1, way outside, and McElwain's on again. So McElwain's on-base percentage, the best in the Mets minor leagues, coming into tonight's game at .387 and going up. And we're talking about better than the likes of Brett Beatty, who's always had a good on-base. Beatty up at AA. Some of the younger teams starting in the Dominican Summer Leagues and the FCL getting going. So some of those players who about a couple weeks ago weren't in there are now starting to qualify for those marks. First pitch to Joe Swazi. He cuts and misses for strike one. Brooklyn up 3-2. Top of the fifth inning, one on, one out. Pitch upstairs. Swazi walked his last time, stole second, went over to third base on a throwing error on Vega's attempt to throw him out. Ball went into center field. Joe got down to third and came in on the Newton RBI single. It comes to 1-1. It's way outside. Two balls and a strike. So Joe's dad, Tom, in the heat of the gubernatorial race. Joe's father running for governor. And I believe the debate going on tonight. 2-1. Tied him up and in. He went around on the swing. Fastball by the elbows. 2-2. So Tom Swazi, Kathy Hochul, and Jemani Williams in a debate tonight. Joe calls for time. It was so funny. Last week, the Cyclones were home for the nine night celebrating Black Pioneers in baseball. The Cyclones honored a few people, including Jemani Williams, who is running shoulder to shoulder against Tom Swazi. So who caught his first pitch? Well, Joe did, of course. 2-2, that's up. And Joe now works it full. Now, a little inside scoop, of course, and on the debate stage, the New York State level, talking about all the Democrats, just the same political party, everybody friendly enough with each other, so not really that much bad blood. Kicking a throw over, bounced to first base, and McElwain back easily. But anyway, when you had Joe Swazi and Jemani Williams in the same building, it's not this big rivalry, my dad against you. No, it's all love, really. In fact, Joe talked about Jemani, who has kind of battled with Tourette's his entire life, said, man's a bulldog, working hard. He's a hero. Payoff. Runner goes. This one tapped on the ground to short. Daly has no play at second, but throws across to first in time. Swazi out on the 6-3, and McElwain, who broke, tried to steal, did so at the perfect time, because that was a for-sure double play. So instead, Wilmington gets just one. And with two outs and a runner at second base, Matt O'Neill strides in. But Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach, takes a walk out of the mound himself, emerging from that first base dugout, wearing a Washington Nationals pullover. It's that three-quarter sleeve pullover, black shirt, red sleeves, underneath his baby blue cap and navy blue bill. So Swazi, talk about his dad running for governor. It's just kind of crazy. He's been open and honest in saying, of course, that he loves his dad. His dad is his hero. But there have been many times this year, last year, his whole baseball career, his dad's doing other things. I mean, when your dad's in politics at that level, congressman, former county executive, now running for governor of the state, sure you can get him on the phone, but it's up to get him at a ball game. So pretty interesting for Joe Swazi. Meeting on the mound is over. First pitch to Matt O'Neill. Runs low, kicks off Vega's glove and rolls a little bit, but McElwain not going anywhere at second base. Cyclones 3, Wilmington 2. Brooklyn batting in the top of the fifth. So Stainbrook came on in the fourth inning. The first man he faced, Matt O'Neill, who's now back facing for the second time as he works his way through the Brooklyn order. The 1-0. O'Neill drives it foul to the right. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Turning away 94 miles an hour. Two outs. McElwain off second base. Brooklyn looking to push this lead even further. Stainbrook from the chin. Head and a swivel. Rocks and deals home. The 1-1 misses low. Two balls and a strike. Strike out and a ground out for O'Neill. Bat resting on his shoulder. That mahogany barrel and wood handle. 2-1. Taken up high. Stainbrook kind of continues to mess around. Good, bad, good, bad. Strike ball is behind. 3-1. He's thrown 46 pitches. Just 22 for strikes. Bullpen is up behind him. As again, he faces his 10th man in relief. Hitters count. Here's the 3-1. And O'Neill breaks his back, grounds it right back to the mound. Smothered by Stainbrook. He runs halfway to first. Flips the other half to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one walk, one left. It took a while. Took a lot of pitches. But Stainbrook gets through the inning. And we're halfway through the ballgame. 3-2. Brooklyn leads Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from
baseball history, there's drama.
He has
where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch!
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight. On MLB Network.
Oh,
where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable!
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Off we go, bottom of the fifth inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn leads the Wilmington Blue Rocks in Delaware, 3-2. Keith Rad with you on a Thursday night, game four of this eight-game series. Tomorrow's at 6:35. We play two on Saturday and wrap up the series on Sunday afternoon at 1:05. And then next week we get into kind of that peak Brooklyn summertime. That is where we shine. That's just how folks know us at mid to late June times. Summer really hits. It's beach season, not just Maimonides Park that has the hustle and bustle, but the entire boardwalk, all of Surf Avenue. It's really, really crazy. So happy to be home next week. First pitch to Yasiel Antuna, switch hitter batting right. He bunts it foul for strike one. Nathan Lavender continuing on. He got the last out in the fourth, so opens up with a clean inning. Bottom five, trying to keep it 3-2. Antuna with a sac fly and then bounced into a double play. Next toss bounces up there. One ball, one strike. So Lavender's still in the infancy of his Cyclones tenure. Pitched April, May, and early June with Low A St. Lucie. Helped them clinch that first half title. 1-1 driven in the air but foul down the right field side. It's a ball and two strikes. Lavender pitching for just the fourth time in a Brooklyn uni. Threw at Jersey Shore and then twice last week against Aberdeen. Out of the windup, the 1-2. Ground ball over the mound. Lavender reaches up. It's off his glove. Newton charges it short. Throws to first, but it's not in time. This is an infield single. And a tough one to swallow. Some of the weakest contact you can give up as a pitcher. Bounding over the mound. So Antuna, the tying run, gets on base to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones home next Tuesday. It's Catholic Schools Night, which if you're hearing this and you're trying to book a group, do it first thing tomorrow morning because Tuesday looks pretty close to sold out. It'll be a big night. Marihildo awaits. First pitch to the righty. Crosses at the knees for strike one. Wednesday is a bark in the park. Thursday, black jersey giveaway for the first 2,000 fans. A BKLYN black jersey. It is pretty. Friday, it is the Cyclones extravaganza. 0-1. Marihildo takes up and in. Lavender misses with 89. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Efty and Wynite, Mets tote bag for the first 2,000. Fireworks after the game. And everybody runs the bases. That's next Friday, June 24th. 1-1. Change up misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Saturday, it's Girl Scouts night. First 2,000 fans through the turnstiles get a repeat Alonzo bobblehead. It's not a repeat giveaway, just a repeat of the back-to-back home run derby titles. 2-1, Lavender misses outside and falls behind on Wilmington's best hitter, Omar Marihildo. And then Sunday, Cyclones are going to be wearing special blue and gold jerseys to commemorate the humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. High kick, 3-1. Outside, miss, ball four. The Lavender, an infield hit. And a walk. So Marihildo walks for the second time in three tries. Brooklyn has a 3-2 lead, bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody out for the lefty, Drew Mendoza. Lavender's issues have been his walks. His strikeouts have been great. 40% in a short time, but the walks high. It was in double figures, the percentage at low A. Pitch. Mendoza takes up and in. That missed at 90 for ball one. Cyclones just today have walked too many hitters. Last night walked 7 in the second game. And have walked 6 already tonight. Runners at first and second. Pitch to Mendoza. Drew takes across the outside corner. Bender in there at 80. Lavender leaning in with the ball dangling off his side. Holds the set at the belt. 1-1. Mendoza takes another soft one in there for a strike. Antuna at second. Reached on the infield single. Marihildo at first who walked. 1-2. Mendoza takes strike three inside corner. Lavender paints the low inside portion with the fastball at 91. Mendoza takes strike three. That's the first out in the bottom of the fifth. So now Onyx Vega, the righty catcher who two times up today has just kind of left the bat on his shoulder. Waiting for somebody to throw him a strike. He's walked twice. He's seen 9 pitches and walked twice. 8 of them balls. It's a tough night to try to have fun out there. There's the first pitch. The righty with a check swing hits one weakly towards second. Guerrero's only play is the first. He snaps it over there in time for the 4-3 put out. Well, the runners move over to second and third. And they are there with 2 outs. So a big opportunity for Ricardo Mendez, who has struck out twice tonight. Lefty against lefty. This is what Lavender hopefully can do, which is take down those tough hitters. Cyclones up by one. Two outs, fifth inning. Pitch. Breaking ball hammered in the air. Foul. Angling out of play down the left field line. Mendez rolls the bat around. First at bat against Lavender. Runners at second and third with two outs. Nathan's 0-1. Popped up. Foul territory. Long run for Gaddis, the catcher. He makes the grab on the warning track. Nick makes a terrific play, springing from his crouch behind home plate. No runs. One hit, one walk. Two left. Lavender in and out of trouble. And we go to our trivia inning in the sixth. It's 3-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Top of the sixth inning, Cyclones still in front, leading Wilmington 3-2. It's been certainly a bit of a nail-biting effort for the Cyclones, who are down 1-0. That score kind of held for a little while until Brooklyn crossed three in the top of the fourth. Made it 3-1, and Wilmington scored and threatened for a lot more in the fourth and did the same thing in the fifth. So Brooklyn pitching tonight, and really for this entire series, head-scratching, playing with fire. And the offense has put together three runs on four hits. Now Nick Gaddis ready to lead off the top of the sixth. It's our trivia inning. And the ready Matt Merrill comes on in relief for Troy Stainbrook. Gaddis tonight, two walks. First pitch to him to lead off the top of the sixth. Misses upstairs for ball one. Next toss popped up and out of play. Merrill works out of the windup. The 1-1. Gaddis clips it and fouls it back. That was 95 in over the outside corner, and it's 1-2. So I ran into an interesting trivia question, and I'm trying to figure out a way to tell it to you because it is trying to weave in a few different human beings. Here's the 1-2. Gaddis drives a liner towards center field. Mendez in a few steps makes the grab on the run. Well, let's see if I fall flat on my face, shall we? The Coney Combos trivia question. If you use the hashtag Coney Combos on Twitter, get the answer right, we'll give you a shout-out in the bottom of the inning. Shervin Newton bats with one out and the base is empty. Switch hitter batting left. Singled in a run his last time. He's had a really nice series. Merrill deals. And misses low, ball one. Okay, so Nathan Lavender, who's on the mound for the Cyclones in relief, pitched in the MLB Draft League last year and had a pretty famous big leaguer over the last few years as his manager. Here comes the 1-0. Newton swings through. One ball, one strike. Now, the manager is actually in the building tonight, but he's with the Washington Nationals. He's one of their minor league front office coaches in player development as the outfield and base running coordinator. 1-1. Newton takes the strike at the knees. 1-2. He had a very long big league career. My question to you is, who is it? His career began with Cleveland, went to Boston, Kansas City, Oakland, and then back to Cleveland. Next pitch to Newton is in there. Strike three called. Two down. But the one hint that I can give you is that his name is also the name of a cereal, or very close to the name of a cereal. Kid cereal from my era. The 90s and the early 2000s. Can you name that player? Here's Matt Rudick. Lefty batter swings at the first pitch. Swings and misses for strike one. I told you it was a roundabout question. 3-2 lead for Brooklyn, top of the sixth. Two outs, base is empty. Kick in the 0-1. Rudick swings through for strike two, and Merrill so far having his way against the Cyclones. Scott Gattis, Scott Newton, and is throwing strikes to Rudick, who is behind nothing in two. Kick in the 0-2. Rudick slams it in the air to center field. Mendez drifts into right center, stops, reaches up, makes the catch. And a 1-2-3 inning for Matt Merrill. There have not been many 1-2-3 innings tonight for anybody. But Merrill says, I got you. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. If you have the answer to the trivia question, I'll buy you a box of this cereal because I don't know how I got there, but probably not great. Anyway, we'll have the answer for you as Nathan Lavender takes them out for the bottom of the sixth next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Wilmington at the plate, trailing the Brooklyn Cyclones 3-2. We are in Wilmington tonight for the rest of the weekend. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. So Nathan Lavender continuing in relief. Faces the bottom of the order. It's Stroshine, Daly, and then back to the top for Darren Baker. Under navy blue overcast skies. First pitch to the righty. Stroshine takes at the knees for strike one. So our weird Coney Combos trivia question, I see no answers coming through. I've confused everybody, even myself maybe. The 0-1, that connects on, just missed outside. Umpire looked away, didn't point, but looked to the right. So it's one ball and one strike. Two hits tonight for Stroshine. Lavender kicks and deals. And the pitch slammed on the ground is short of one hopper. Newton, to his left, reaches across his body, fields, and throws across the diamond in time, one out. So Nathan Lavender, guy pitching tonight, was in the MLB Draft League last year before the Mets selected him out of Illinois. And he played for this big leaguer, who is now in the building tonight, amazingly, as the Washington Nationals outfield and base running coordinator. And he was named after a cereal. Pitch to Daly. Cole pushes the bunt, foul, plops into the dirt, third base side, rolls over to the Cyclones dugout, nothing and one. The answer is Coco Crisp. The Coco Crisp is here tonight. It's all been part of one big weird week that I've come across with Nathan Lavender. Here's the 0-1. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. Interviewed Lavender before the game on Tuesday, and he mentioned that. Yeah, I was in the draft league. Coco Crisp was my manager. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Through strike two. So that was right around BP time on Tuesday. I thought, wow, that's awesome. I don't even know that about the draft league, which was in its infancy last year. And he was pitching for Mahoning Valley, former Cleveland affiliate. So Coco Crisp, Cleveland, was a match made in heaven. 1-2, Daly swings through, tied up and hesitant. Strike three, Nathan Lavender with two quick outs, bottom six. Cyclones leading 3-2. So we had that conversation. And then later on, I go up to the press box, right up in my booth, sit down, do my book, blah, 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 do the whole thing, get ready for the game. And I walk back down to the clubhouse one more time. Pitch to Darren Baker. Lefty takes low for ball one. And as I'm going through the crowd, I see a guy that looks a lot like Coco Crisp. I said, maybe it's my brain playing tricks on me. That guy really looks like Coco Crisp. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball to second base. Guerrero charges, leans over, fields on the backhand, throws to first for the out. Well, the kicker of the whole story is that it is Coco Crisp. And he's here because he works for Washington, and it just happened to be the weirdest coinkydink of them all. We are done with six innings of play at Wilmington Sprawley Stadium. It's 3-2 Brooklyn in Delaware, ahead of the Nationals affiliate on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
Top of the seventh inning, Cyclones leading Wilmington 3-2. The Mets affiliate ahead of the Nationals affiliate by one. Justin Guerrero, Jose Peroza, Rowdy Jordan get their fourth plate appearances. So Cyclones have batted around a couple times tonight, have three runs on four hits, have walked a bunch. So has Wilmington tonight. Right-hander Matt Merrill working into his second inning, deals his first pitch and drops a big bending breaking ball in there on Guerrero. Strike one. Merrill with a scoreless inning and a strikeout back in the sixth. The 0-1. Way outside. And the kid from Tulsa misses down and out. One ball, one strike. Cyclones have seen Merrill before. That was back in Coney Island. Big kid given a second chance with the Nationals. Had pitched with Houston. Here's a 1-1. Guerrero pops it up down the right field line. And it disappears into the seats down the right field side. The lights are on. We are past the official sunset time of 8:32 today. It's 8:40 right now. But still a blue cloak sky up overhead, draped across the horizon over the highway in left and the Wilmington skyline in right. 1-2. Breaking ball missed inside. Guerrero twisted the torso, kept the bat back, took a close one. Tight to his hands, and it's 2-2. Merrill, soft windup, high kick, 2-2 pitch, cut on a miss, got him with a high heat at 96. Well, Merrill has always had a big arm, really, and Houston They grabbed him back in 2017. And he kind of wasn't ready for the whole deal. Pro ball throwing every single day, and he ended up with kind of a dead arm. And got released by Houston. First pitch to Peroza with one out. Jose takes up and in. Fastball at 96 again, ball one. Got released and then got a second chance with the Nationals. Came back in. Did get hurt a little bit, but has strengthened his arm. The 1-0 missed up for ball two. Now, if you throw a 96, they'll find you wherever you are, but you got to bring 96 once they sign you. And that's what Merrill was not doing with Houston. Here comes the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Peroza behind 96. You can make those kind of mistakes. 2-0 fastball right down the middle of the plate. And because it's 96, it's hard to hit. Here's the 2-1. Peroza drives a liner the other way. Base hit over the right side of the infield. So Jose stays hot. He's been on now 2 out of 4 times tonight. Hits in 8 of his past 11 games. So Peroza, again, talked to him before the game, trying to keep the same consistency, trying to be consistent about being consistent. And he is on base. Top of the 7th, Brooklyn up by 1. 1 out for Rowdy Jordan. Merrill from the stretch for the first time tonight. Deals, and Jordan cuts through with a half swing. Strike one. Second year for Merrill in the organization. Pitched with Fredericksburg at low A last year. Threw 46 innings. And this year so far, 27 innings. Here's the 0-1. Jordan takes the two-seamer, running back over the inside part of the plate at 94. And Merrill back in the saddle, up nothing and two. Big guy, big arm, but still so young. Young as far as experience is concerned. He is 24, but he's been hit around this year. Leans back, fires home, and the 0-2 caught on a miss. He powers that one right by Rowdy's bat at 96. So Jordan first game back after missing about a week, 0-for-3 with a walk. Two outs, runner at first, top of the 7th. Brooklyn ahead of Wilmington, 3-2. Here's Brandon McElwain. B-Mac, a single, a walk, and a ground out. Righty swinger from South Carolina. Pitch, swing and a miss. Grew up in eastern Pennsylvania, but now makes his home in South Carolina. Family moved around a little bit. Loves being back in the Northeast, right on this I-95 corridor. That's where he grew up. He's behind nothing and one. Here's Merrill's next. And the fastball dots the knees at 96 for strike two. So Merrill this year has struck out 33 in 26 innings, but 26 walks, 26 hits, and 22 runs. ERA a little bit higher than 7. He's also given up 5 homers in 10 outings. The 0-2, missed outside, 93 miles an hour down and away. Peroza, who singles at first with 2 outs, McElwain behind 1-2. Merrill's pitch, slider, missed outside, backhand stop from the dirt by Onyx Vega, who ended up sliding across to the right and had his two knees planted in the dirt facing the first base dugout. So he put his body out in the line. Catchers have to move way more than you think they do back there. That's a good battle with McElwain. See who wins. It comes to 2-2. And a slider. Check swing down and away. B-Mac did not go around. So McElwain has worked at full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Five taps to the plate for B-Mac. Points the barrel at the pitcher. And now hovers it over his right shoulder. Peroza off first with 2 outs. He'll be moving to 3-2. McElwain fouls back 95. Redirected it right to the front row here at Frawley Stadium. A lot of faith, hope, and trust in that well-installed net right in front of the first draw. Merrill set from the belt. He'll try again. 3-2. McElwain fouls it back. Same spot right behind home plate. So BMAC not fazed by 95. And Merrill knows that. He's yet to throw the slider for a strike in this at-bat. Brandon has been on two out of three times tonight. Brooklyn up 3-2, top of the seventh. Rosa ready to take a run towards second. There he goes. Pitch coming. It's caught on and missed. And McElwain strikes out. Merrill went up. It wasn't too far up, maybe right over the letters, but in a really dastardly place to try to catch 95 miles an hour. Merrill has struck out four in two innings. And we are done with 6.5 innings of play. It's 3-2 Brooklyn and Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park. Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us.
Well, we're having the seventh inning from Wilmington's Frawley Stadium. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. The Nationals affiliate, who has led this series so far 2-1, is down by one. And Nathan Lavender, who's out there for the bottom of the seventh inning, he gets through this. He'll have tossed 3 1/3. He came in on the back end of the Mike Vassell start, and I couldn't get through four. Lavender got the final out of that inning, and so far has been uber effective. First pitch to the righty, Jose Sanchez. Lavender deals and misses outside with 88 for ball one. Sanchez and Tuna Marihildo, 2-3-4. Tough hitters. The 1-0. That missed a little bit down. Two balls, no strikes. Lavender, one walk, two strikeouts. Lefty pitcher spins, twists, and turns home. And runs one under the elbows for a strike. Sanchez looks away in disgust. And now calls for time. Steps all the way out to the far circle of the home plate dirt. Third base side. And now walks back in, plants his feet in the righty batter's box. Lavender got a good call. Here's the 2-1. That just missed outside. That's now 3-3. Take a look at the scoreboard in the South Atlantic League again here, bottom seven. Swing and a miss. Sanchez pulled his head out, pulled his bat through. He's looking for the big swing. And now it's full. So Bowling Green, everybody chasing Bowling Green. They trail Winston-Salem 1-0 in the top of the sixth at Bowling Green Ballpark. There's the payoff to Sanchez. He taps it weakly to the right side. Guerrero to his left. Gobbles it up and whizzes it to first base in time. Well, one down, bottom seven. Brooklyn leading 3-2. Team that is chasing is Hickory. And they're getting blanked right now by Greenville, 5-0, bottom seven. So if Bowling Green loses and Hickory loses, the team that would help to ascend is Rome. And they lead Asheville 17-1 in the top of the eighth. Pitch to Antuna. Check swinging the ball down. He held up. Ball one. So, yes, 17-1. Rome leading Asheville on the road, top of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-0. Lavender misses down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Back over in the north, Hudson Valley and Greensboro rained out in North Carolina. Yankees at the Pirates affiliate. 2-0. That plunks in there for a strike at 89. Aberdeen and Jersey Shore tussling in Lakewood. The Phillies affiliate up 6-4 and the Baltimore affiliate top 6. 2-1. Antuna demolishes it but foul down a left field line. Over towards the highway. 2-2. Lavender's worked it back towards his favor. Two balls, two strikes, one out, seventh inning. Pitch. Antuna grounds it right to Newton at short. He steps in, throws to first, got him. Now Antuna, he is down. Two quick outs for Nathan Lavender, who's putting together right now some pretty delectable relief. Cyclones will take as many outs as they can get. 7 outs away from a win, but they're up by one. It's just 3-2. And here's Merahildo. 2 outs, bottom seven. Omar's walked twice in 3 trips. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Pitch. He swings, pops it up. Foul territory. First base side over towards the seats. And drops in. Bounces up to the second level of seats. And grabbed by a dad in a white hat. And a young kid from another row comes over to reaches out with his hand. A dad ain't giving that up. No. This isn't a charity. This is a baseball game, son. Get out of here. And the kid is still leaning over. The dad's giving him the backhand wave away. Get out of here. Not even his kid. Here comes the 0-1. Just missed outside with a soft 76-mile-an-hour changeup. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 ground outs for Lavender. Trying to get through the seventh inning, the 1-1. That runs low, ball 2. Nobody up in Cyclones pen. Looks like a little bit of action in the Wilmington pen. Matt Merrill so far, 2 good innings of relief behind Troy Stainbrook and Michael Cuevas. Cyclones got to Cuevas and Stainbrook for 3 runs. Top 4, that's why they're up 3-2. High kick to 2-1. Soft change missed low. Lavender behind. 3 balls and a strike. 7 strikeouts for Brooklyn pitching tonight. They have walked 6. 3-1. Merahildo taps it. Foul. Third base side. Might have broken his bat. He slams the knob of the bat, the bottom of it, into the ground to feel for a vibration. And didn't get a bad vibration, or maybe he did get a vibration. It didn't break. He's back in 3-2. Lavender wind up, and the pitch. Caught on a miss. It's a 1-2-3 for Nathan Lavender. He strikes out Omar Merahildo and gets through 2, 3, and 4 with ease. Brooklyn holding, clinging, and grabbing tightly to that 3-2 lead. We float onto the 8th. Cyclones up on the road in Delaware on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer.
And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Eighth inning from Frawley Stadium. Cyclones ahead by a nose. Brooklyn leading Wilmington 3-2. Keith Rad with you tonight on the Cyclones Radio Network. A nice June night. Overcast skies. Temperature really, really comfortable. A little sticky, a little humid. The temperature is 73 degrees. A little bit of rain in the forecast for tonight. A little pop-up shower between 11 and 2 a.m. So kind of the trailer for the movie with the clouds up overhead. Joe Swasey leads off against right-hander Matt Merrill. A big arm out of Tulsa. Deals. Swasey takes 93 down and away for ball one. Cyclones were down 1-0, scored three top of the fourth, and are holding on. The 1-0 missed down and in, popping the glove at 94. Two balls, no strikes. So insurance is key right now for Brooklyn. A couple of swings left to go tonight. The 2-0 caught on and missed. Swasey came up short on 94 up in the zone. Two balls and a strike. Merrill has faced one over the minimum through two scoreless. Here's the 2-1. Joe swings and misses again. Two balls, two strikes. Seven batters, four strikeouts, two flyouts, and a single. Swasey calling for time, as he always does with two strikes. Trying to lead off the top of the eighth. Brooklyn up by a run. Here comes the 2-2. The fastball grounded up the middle. It is a base hit center field. Swasey loves to keep it simple as well with two strikes and goes right up the gut. So Joe's been on two out of four times tonight. Now Swasey's been in and out of the lineup, but recently he's been in. As soon as he came off the development list mid-May, he found his stroke. He is one of Brooklyn's most valuable offensive players. He actually ranks third on the list of the most valuable offensive players. Here's a guy that ranks second, Matt O'Neill. Pitch coming. Swasey going for second base. The throw down is not in time. Steal for Swasey. So O'Neill takes a strike. Joe steals his second base of the night. He is now 6-for-9. Nobody out. Eighth inning. Brooklyn with a runner in scoring position. And Matt O'Neill at the plate. No balls and a strike. Here comes the next toss. O'Neill barrels one up foul to the right. And out of play. Strike two. O'Neill tonight 0-for-3. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout. He's behind nothing in two. Merrill fires away. The slider hits the dirt, missing down and away, ball one. So as far as the weighted runs created plus is the number that weighs your performance with others in the league. 100 is league average. So if you're better than 100, you're better than league average. If you're under it, you're sub-league average. And obviously, the higher, the better. There comes the 1-2, and O'Neill swings through, strike three. That was 96 on the inside corner. So another strikeout for the big guy, Matt Merrill, and in strolls Nick Yattis. Cyclones' most effective offensive player, Brandon McIlwain, weighted runs created plus of 136. Then it's Rowdy Jordan at 113, and Joe Swasey at 111. So Swasey having a very valuable year. He's at second base. Nick Gattis at the plate. First pitch, he swings and rips it foul down the third base line. Strike one. Take a look at the Mets minor league affiliates tonight. Low A St. Lucie losing big time, top of the ninth inning against Tampa. It's 14-2. Yankees affiliate in the lead. Double A Binghamton had a lead, lost it at Bowie. It's 7-5 Bowie. Triple A Syracuse lost to Norfolk today, little early afternoon game, lost 6-2. Here comes the 0-1. Gaddis takes high, snap around to second base. Swazi slides in, the ball kicks away, but Joe stays at second. So a ball and a strike on Gaddis, who today has walked twice and scored once. The Mets in the top of the fifth inning against Milwaukee just gave up a four spot. It's now 4-2 Brew Crew at Citi Field. Last game of that series. Tough National League battle. They've all been tough battles in the last 2 weeks for the Mets. 1-1. Gaddis takes a strike on the outside corner. Heat coming in that time at 94 miles an hour. Anytime you match up with the Dodgers like they did a couple weeks ago, Brewers now, kind of just have to picture, what will this look like come October against these teams? 1-2 offering. Gaddis swings. It's a high fly deep left center field. Antuna over. He makes the catch for the long fly out to left field. That is in the gap where, again, it is darn near impossible to hit the ball out. Gaddis certainly got it, but got it up. Launch angle a little bit too high to get it out. 3-2 Brooklyn. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Cyclones batting with the runner at second base and two outs. So since Swazi's been at second, O'Neill struck out. Gaddis flew out. Now here's Shervin Newton, who's had a nose for a good moment in this series. First pitch, way inside. Newton skips out of the way. The ball rolls away from the catcher, and Swazi runs to third, gets there safely. So a really big, wild pitch. It's like one of those old Western movies for Newton where they used to shoot at your feet and say, let's watch you dance. And Newton had to kind of tap dance his way around getting hit with that slider. That's one ball, no strikes. One more of those, and the Cyclones could catch a cheapy wild pitch run from third. That's where Swazi hangs out with two outs. He's the only base runner. Merrill set. Here's the 1-0. Newton swings through the heat. 95 is 95. That is what Merrill has been gassing it up at. Cyclones by a run, looking for more. The lift and the 1-1. Newton takes way outside at 95 for ball two. Shervin delivered the game-tying hit in the fourth and ended up coming around to score what is the biggest run of the night. That third run, broken up 3-2. It's all in that three-run fourth inning. 2-1. Newton steps and takes outside. Like the soft change down and away. Rudick on deck. Lefty batter. Shervin, lefty batter at the plate. Merrill's 3-1. Newton takes off and held up on a check swing. Wilmington cannot believe it. It's ball four. So it was up and away, but Newton twisted his body. It looked like the barrel was kind of in a 50-50 zone at the front lip of the plate. And on appeal, they said Newton did not go around. Here comes Mario Lison. He goes to the bullpen. Brooklyn threatening with runners at first and third. It's 3-2 Cyclones still batting in the eighth inning.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Sunday, June 26th is Peppa Pig Night. Everyone's favorite pig will pose for photos with kids, roam around the concourse, and dive into some muddy puddles on Coney Island. We'll have pig-related fun and games throughout the night to celebrate the cheeky little pig. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Cyclones threatening in the top of the eighth inning. Wilmington goes to the bullpen. Brooklyn up 3-2. Runners at first and third. Lefty Garvin Alston, who the Cyclones saw on Tuesday, comes on to face the lefty Matt Rudick. First pitch. Rudick goes after it, fouls it back up and out of play along the third baseline for strike one. Cyclones, of course, into the inning up 3-2, but looking for a little bit more. Matt Merrill ended up walking Shervin Newton. It was first and third. And Mario Lisona's gone to his pen. So Alston tucks that bright red glove against his navy blue top. Deals the 0-1. And Rudick takes just outside. Home plate umpire tonight is not our normal home plate umpire. Don't know exactly where he's from, but I believe he's local. Kicking the 1-1. Rudick swings through the heat at 89, down and in. So Garvin Alston, big, long kid, 6'4", very high hips. His pants look like they're gigantic, and a little small torso on top. His long legs come like a spider launching at you. The 1-2. Rudick swings, fouls it back, ricocheting off the catcher. Brooklyn in a spot like this, they have been given opportunities. Go back to the fifth inning, had a runner at second base with one out, did not score. Swazi has been in scoring position to start the inning, and Brooklyn needs to add insurance. The 1-2, Rudick takes just outside. Really, really close pitches. Matt tonight has singled in a run. He's also struck out and flown out to center. Newton off first. Swazi off third. Alston hugs the glove tightly. The 2-2. Rudick takes the bender off the plate. 3-2. Sometimes you see those lefty-lefty matchups, guys, at those three-quarter slots. They try to throw that big hook, big slider. And it looks like it's almost so far outside. You go, why is he throwing that? Now the 3-2. Runner goes. And the pitch launched in the air to center field. Mendez chased all the way back to the track. Reaches up and makes the catch on the run. Rudick gave it a ride, but Mendez on his horse tracks it down in deep center field. And the Cyclones do not score in the eighth inning. Runners left at first and third, and we're done with 7.5 innings of play. It's 3-2 Brooklyn in Wilmington under a night sky on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV.
With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Cyclones still in front 3-2 and holding on by the hair of their chinny chin chin. They scored three in the top of the fourth, take a 3-1 lead, and Wilmington immediately responded bottom four with one to cut it to 3-2. So Brooklyn has held Wilmington off the scoreboard in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. You got the eighth and the ninth. And so a lot of time left still for Wilmington. Down just one. And Nathan Lavin, to see how long he goes out, faces at least Drew Mendoza. Has a chance to face two lefties of the next three hitters. So Mendoza digs in. First pitch to him from Lavender. Is across the outside corner. Strike one. Lavender stays in this game by throw and strike. Somebody gets on base. Brooklyn looks like it'll go to the pen. High kick, the 0-1. Pops the glove and misses the outside corner at 89 miles an hour. Ball and a strike. Lavender been out there for a while since the fourth inning. Nods yes at the sign. High kick, 1-1. Mendoza swings and fouls it back for strike two. Mendoza tonight is single in three trips. Hit the ball hard twice. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Lavender strikes him out to start off the bottom of the eighth. Now Onyx Vega, two walks and a ground out tonight for the short righty catcher. Big about 5'10", 200 pounds from Puerto Rico. Former 20th round pick in 18 by the Nats. And Lavender deals and misses outside. Ball one. Bookended lefties in this setup. So you had Mendoza lefty, now righty Onyx Vega, and then Ricardo Mendez on deck, a lefty. 1-0. There's a strike sizzling over the outside corner, cooking at 90 miles an hour. High kick, the 1-1. Backdoor breaker missed outside. Two balls and a strike. Lavender tonight has thrown now 51 pitches in relief. Good chunk of work. Spread out over a few innings. The 2-1. Missed off the plate. Popped the glove at 88 with the fastball. Lavender takes an extra moment behind the mound. Goes down to sea level and back up atop the hill. Peers in for the sign. Here comes the 3-1, and it's low. So how about Vega working three walks tonight? And now what does Chris Newell do? He will let the lefty face the lefty. Looks like Newell having a conversation with the rest of his brass. He is the acting manager this week, Luis Rivera, who's on vacation. Going to get a chance to come back on Saturday. I think Wilmington's going to go to the bench, get a pinch runner, and they do. So popping his head out, there's Jeremy Idens. Idens comes on as the pinch runner. This is Lee Sohn at his best. He always wants to make the move, the right move, hopefully, to try to at least tie the game. Tying run is at first base, bottom of the eighth inning, 3-2 Brooklyn. Wilmington with a good chance, one on, one out. Cyclones hoping that Lavender could win the lefty-lefty split matchup. Mendez 0 for 3 tonight. Pitch. Front door slider. Strike one across the knees. Omember is up in the Brooklyn bullpen, looks ready. Off into the distance past that blue-trimmed wall out there in left. Lavender looks over at first, slide step, pitch home, and it's ripped into right field, sending McIlwain back towards the track. He's got room and makes the catch. Mendez put it on a line and flies out to right. And now you have righty batter Kevin Strohschine, who has two hits tonight. Lavender's got him once in one try, and here comes Newell. I don't think Lavender notices it yet, and now starts to get the vibe that Newell has come out. So Lavender gets two of the three men. He will leave with a runner at first base and two outs. Brooklyn goes to the pen, up 3-2 in the eighth. Back after this from Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
Chris Newell makes the move and goes to the bullpen. Cyclones make a Baikal Auto Mall call to the pen. Sammy Tavares. 6-7 Sammy Tavares comes in out of the left field bullpen to get at least the final out in the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn has a 3-2 lead against the Blue Rocks. Tavares coming on after throwing on Sunday. 1 1/3 against Aberdeen. Tavares with a 36% strikeout rate, walk rate at 16%, pitching for the 13th time this year at Santo Domingo in the DR. Tying run at first. Kevin Strohschine at the plate. Tavares throws hard. Big guy deals home. And a breaking ball swoops off the plate for ball one. First action of the series, Tavares kind of a hired gun in a thick spot in a game, and this is the spot chosen, apropos of his year. Slide step pitch, runner goes, the pitch taken up and in, throw down to second base, not in time. Looked like Guerrera got there, reached out to try to tag. Iden's sliding by, and Iden's certainly underneath it. Brooklyn looking for a call, did not get it. It's 2-0 on Strohschine. Tying run in scoring position, a base hit away. Onyx Vega, the catcher, walked with one out, and Jeremy Idens came on as the pinch runner. So it's Idens in scoring position after the steal. Brooklyn by one. Hitters count the 2-0. Pops the glove across the far side of the plate, 95 miles an hour. Now Tavares back in the saddle, throws his first strike in relief. Can't even worry about the ninth inning quite yet. Tavares has to get the final out in the bottom of the eighth. The righty's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Muscling it by. 95 down and away. That was on the black, even if Strohschine didn't swing at it. Kevin, 2 hits and 3 tries tonight. Righty batter out of Tennessee Tech. Tavares holds the set. Idens leads. 2-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Tavares strikes out Kevin Strohschine and hops his way off the mound with a big punchy. Sammy gets his man. Brooklyn holds its lead. It is 3-2 Brooklyn to the ninth inning at Frawley Stadium. They'll try to add some insurance to this slim lead next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network.
Daly with three strikeouts tonight. 1-0 pitch, taken down and in, ball two. Daly, Baker, Sanchez. Sammy holds the set, rocks and deals the 2-0, and finds the zone with a strike. Outside corner at the letters. The helicopter lit up all red, green, and white, flashing. Goes hovering by overhead. Here's the 2-1. Missed up, all three. That leadoff walk. That's what Daly is hunting at this point, 3-1. Let's try to get on base, get the rally started. Tavares deals home. And there's the strike. Pulled back a little bit. Will get me over pitch. So 3-2. Try to get that first guy. That is always the name of the game. There's the payoff pitch. Driven foul the other way. Mentioned how difficult it's been to strike out these Wilmington hitters tonight. The Cyclones have come together for 10 strikeouts on the pitching side. That is good work getting into double figures. Wilmington is known to really battle at home plate. The 3-2 again. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. The pitch looked good, too. Must have been up and away. Cyclones could not believe it. A 50-50 call. And Bloca thought they had at least one of the two. If not the swing, then the pitch. If not the pitch, then the swing. I did not get the benefit of the call. So the tying run is at first base. Everybody on the field made a move, a motion. Looks like they were wincing in pain. You got to be kidding me kind of feeling. So Darren Baker digs in. Third baseman Perosa in on the grass. Nobody out. Sammy's pitch. Big curveball, missed high and away, ball one. Daly 9-for-9 in steals. Nick Gattis behind home plate. Tavares is 1-0. Missed outside. So it's 2-0, and here comes Nick Gattis to walk the ball back to Tavares. A.J. Seager takes a quick walk from the third base dugout to the mound. So the thing about Sammy Tavares is that he has got great strikeout stuff, lightning stuff, electric movement to his fastball, good big bending hook. But he gets in his own way. He walks too many hitters. And the one thing to keep in mind with him is that his batting average on balls in play, very low, and his line drive rate is very low. So guys hardly barrel him up. So part of the battle with Tavares is getting him to trust his own stuff enough to just throw strikes. Again, the margin for error is big when you throw that hard. Meeting is over. Runner at first, nobody out. 2-0. Baker smacks one in the air to left field. Here comes Jordan to make the catch on the run. Rowdy makes the grab, racing in towards the infield. One out. Well, Baker slapped it out there. And Rowdy, who's a very good outfielder, made the grab. Brooklyn up by one in the ninth inning. Here's Jose Sanchez. Tough night, but having a great year. Righty second baseman. Double play is still in order. Daly has not moved from first. Tavares from the belt. Daly breaks. The pitch taken for a strike. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Ball popped out of Guerrero's glove. It would have been late anyway. So it's a stolen base. Tavares is so calculated to the mound, to the plate, I should say, that Daly broke before Tavares even threw a pitch, and Sammy couldn't really step off at the time. He then lifted the leg and fired home. So really a good throw by Gattis, but no chance. Tying run in scoring position. There comes the 0-1. And the ball bounces away from Gattis, up into the air behind him. He can't get home. Gattis goes to the plate. Tavares is there. He puts the tag on. Cole Daly is out at home plate trying to tie the game. Two outs in the ninth inning. Daly went for it. He had third, no problem. Tried to take two on one wild pitch. The ball bounced away from Gattis up into the air. He couldn't find it. It went behind him to the back wall. As soon as he found it or broke towards it, Daly tried to make the turn, and he is thrown out. The Cyclones are now one out away from victory. Put out at home, 2-1. Good job by Tavares to make the catch and stay cool and collected. Here comes the 1-1. Check swing and a slider. He could not hold up. Strike two on Sanchez. Boy, Brooklyn with some moxie right now. Try to win the game. 3-2 Cyclones in the ninth. Nobody on base. Tavares trying to pull the air out of the building. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Ball game over. Cyclones win. Sammy Tavares flexing his muscles, slapping his chest. Brooklyn gets the job done, 3-2. It was not easy, but they pitched their way to a victory tonight. What a win for this Cyclones team to even the series at two games apiece. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this from Frawley Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go.
It's a jam-packed June 24th at Maimonides Park. Join us for fireworks, FDNY night, and Mets tote bag giveaway. We honor New York's finest at the ballpark, and the first 2,000 fans in attendance receive a Mets tote bag as part of our amazing Friday night series. Plus, start your weekend with a bang thanks to Friday night fireworks with the Brooklyn Cyclones. That's a jam-packed June 24th. Grab your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
What a finish to this Cyclones game. They go into the ninth inning up 3-2. Cole Daly walks to start the inning, steals second base after Darren Baker lined out. And with Jose Sanchez at the plate, Sammy Tavares throws a wild pitch in the dirt that gets behind Gattis. Daly breaks for third. Gattis couldn't find it in the beginning, and Daly tried to take two bases. He tried to score. Gattis got it, fished it out from the sidewall, threw towards home plate. Tavares put the tag on, and they had Daly out by about 6 feet at home plate. Sanchez was still in there at the plate with two outs, bases empty, and Tavares strikes him out to end the game. So a phew, sigh of relief moment for the Cyclones tonight. They win 3-2. Give you the final totals. Brooklyn 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Cyclones left 9 men on base. Wilmington 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. They left 9 and went 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Got to credit that Brooklyn bullpen. Nathan Lavender 4 scoreless and Sammy Tavares an inning and a third to get the save. So Lavender the win, Tavares the save. And the Wilmington loss goes to Troy Stainbrook. So with the win, Brooklyn goes to 26-33. Wilmington falls to 30-28. And we'll take a look at the scores from around the league tonight. Hudson Valley and Greensboro, they were postponed due to rain in North Carolina. Aberdeen, who won the division yesterday, top of the eighth inning. South Division, very important series of games there. Bowling Green trailing Winston-Salem 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Hickory losing to Greenville 6-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Rome was destroying Asheville, and they did destroy Asheville 22-1 to hang in the race for the South Division title. And we'll take a look at the Mets scoreboard. Everybody playing today. Triple A Syracuse lost to Norfolk 6-2. Double A Binghamton fought hard at the end, but lost to Bowie 7-6. Francisco Alvarez did hit his 14th home run of the year. Low A Tampa beat St. Lucie 14-2. And the Mets, after Mark Canna 2-run home run to tie the game in the bottom of the fifth, are knotted up with Milwaukee 4-4 into the seventh. So tomorrow, game 5 of the 8-game series. Again, it's 1 tomorrow, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Oscar Rojas against Tim Cate, 6:35 first pitch, 6:15 pregame show right here at BrooklynCyclones.com. That does it from Frawley Stadium, a thriller. Brooklyn wins it 3-2. My name is Keith Radden, as always. We'll see you at the next one.